I got two, I think, of the most popular TikTokers.
Yeah, we're definitely. Yeah, we're
probably. I'm not saying like, you know, I from what I've looked at, right?
Yeah, we're
two of the most popular TikTokers. Josh Richards, Bryce Hall. What does that mean? That's my first question. The first question I have, because this is like, and I'll explain this as I go on. TikTok is like the craziest shit I think that's happened to the internet in the last like fucking 10 years.
Yeah, 100%.
What does it mean to be a fucking TikToker? Because you guys are number ones,
right? You have to be a quirky ass dancer and you have to lip sync into the camera looking all sexual and shit. No, I'm kidding. There's no recipe to be a TikToker. It's like if you pop off, you pop off, and then.
So this is what's interesting to me. Like how do certain people pop off and certain people don't?
I think it's just if they have something new to them or like different from everyone else.
Now I'm gonna fucking argue with you guys.
I was about to say that's a pretty bad example because we all look the same.
Okay, yeah, but we have different personality traits. You know what I mean? Like everyone in our house has a different kind of character. Like they're not characters, but everyone has a different character.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that. It makes sense. The thing that's so interesting when you say like we're all obviously you guys are different, completely different. Right. The haircuts might be similar, whatever. we'll let that slide. Is the interesting thing about TikTok that I've noticed is that some people get popular. Like the thing on TikTok is doing things that are popular, and that's then people right. just regurgitating that.
No creative content. There's no like creative around it. It's just dances. It's like
over and over again.
Choreographed dances.
And then
I'm not a freaking dancer. I don't know how to do this shit.
No. Yeah, but you know how to dance. I've seen your fucking TikTok.
a little bit. Like I was just dancing at parties, and then like some of the dances on TikTok kind of like, yo, it's a party.
So, okay, first before we get more into this, you're 18 years old.
Yeah, I'm 18.
And you're 20. Okay. so many questions because I've been around and.
Anyways, oh, dude, I've done a lot for a 20-year-old.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Steve, you drink before you should, basically, which is fine. Like, I drank before I was 20.
Yeah, I put it out on the internet so that I think the idea of exposing, especially having, like, a primary female demographic, cancel culture is super popular in that era. So if I put out all of my flaws and everything that you can expose me for...
Then you can't get exposed.
You can't get exposed.
Okay, so... That's fucking, it's almost like, damn, it's like 6ix9ine. It's like what 6ix9ine is doing right now. Just talking shit about himself. So, cause he knows he expects it. Right.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So you have mostly a female demographic.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, it's like 87%.
Yeah. Mine's 80-20.
Is that across all socials? Cause obviously you do YouTube.
YouTube, I have a little bit more of a guy fan. Like I have 35% male.
I think mine's like 25%.
25%. And so TikTok is like, what'd you say?
Oh, TikTok, I think I have like 15% men.
Yeah, mine's like 13%.
Okay, so this is so crazy to me. Obviously, like we're way different generations. My demographic is like 100% opposite.
Yeah.
it's like 97% dudes and like no girls. I don't know my TikTok because I can't see my analytics yet because I'm not as popular as you two. But everything else is the same.
Yeah.
So there's this. So this is why I want to ask. Like, how do you become TikTok famous? Are you just a good looking dude? Is that part of the recipe?
You know, it really sucks, but yeah, it really does. Dude, just flex into the camera a little bit. I'm sure you'll get some followers.
But see, it's different. Guys, like girls, might be like, that's too much. You know what I'm saying?
Really? Yeah, no, I feel like there's like a skinny guy thing on TikTok a little bit. Like,
yeah, maybe that's why I'm not as popular as Josh.
This guy's crazy. Listen, before you came in here, I was looking at his Instagram. I was like, what the fuck? This kid gets like a million likes on a fucking photo. Yeah. Like, now this is crazy. I really want to talk about this too. Like, you, like, okay, how long have you had social media for? Specifically you.
Me, it's probably been about 3.5 years.
Okay, so flashback 3.5 years. You're how old? I'm terrible at math.
Yeah,
so.
I was about 15. 14, 15.
Okay. Okay, so I'm about to be 31 this month, right? When I was that age, none of this existed. Like, none of this existed. Like, even when I started doing Instagram, it was like, YouTube was around. That was popular. But Instagram, like, I think it was only photos. And then it was like 15-second videos. Then it was a minute. So, like, this is all different, right? The thing that's really interesting to me is, like, how did this affect your childhood? You guys are, like, almost like childhood actors.
Right. Kinda, I think I've been doing this since I was 14.
So yeah, this is crazy. Like I was 14. I was riding bikes, hurting myself.
Yeah.
There was no, oh, I'm gonna post that. Like it didn't exist. Mm-hmm. It was just like the internet was a thing. So this is like when you were going through high school, did you have followers?
So I actually started my social media in the summer before freshman year, if that makes sense. Like,
okay.
So I had one video that blew up the day before school started, and I absolutely got toasted on my first day of school because it was Musical.ly back then.
Okay.
Which is even worse. Oh, yeah. Than
Musical.ly was Musical.ly, shit.
Oh, wait, so Musical.ly was TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got bought by ByteDance, which is an Asian company. And then
I don't know why that there was ever this trend of Musical.ly. If you don't know how Musical.ly works, it was like you film it in slow motion and you kind of like move your hands with the phone. God, it's such a stupid
we
got to
point out that, these you have red nails because okay. Everyone's going to talk about
okay,
it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, okay, guys. I have red nails. A girl painted them last night while I was asleep.
Wait, who was it?
It doesn't matter who it was.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. One of those.
Yeah, he wants to do that.
Yeah, this guy, look, listen, before we go on, Bryce is a little crazy. I know Bryce had a few experiences with him. The Nook Boys, we pranked you in fucking Miami.
Oh, dude, got my
that
ass.
Shit was crazy. He actually, you helped us with the last prank on Taylor.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So I want to talk more about this fucking, look at this guy. This is how, oh, he, dude. Oh, you turn it off?
Yeah, I'm turning
damn.
It off. I wasn't trying to have any text going on.
Okay.
Like
so oh, okay. You're fucking 14 when you started this shit?
Yeah. 14 years old.
So 14 years old, that's before freshman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I was born in January.
Okay.
So, or I was about to be 14.
So you go to school, and what's your school like?
I went to a public school.
Okay.
So it was a small-ass town. I lived in a town of 18,000 people.
Where?
Outside of Toronto, a town called Coburg.
Oh, you're from Canada?
Yeah.
Fuck,
yeah.
That's lit.
Okay. Yeah, of course. So, okay. That's why, you know, Bryce is allowed to drink. I give him that Canadian pass.
Yeah, yeah. That's what, like, he got gives it to me. Yeah.
I see.
So, like, in Canada, it's 18 or 19, depending where you are. So.
Okay.
Which,
so, you're before your first day, you go to school. People are roasting you because you filmed a Musical.ly?
Yeah. There was just, like, a lot of, like, slurs and pushed in the hall, maybe, or, like, nudged in the hall.
Yeah, let me just put it out there. We're not hating on it because, like, hey, I would hate on myself, too, if I saw myself back then, like... Myself now, looking at those videos, I cringe.
Yeah,
I cringe.
Was if it's I bad. Wasn't doing it and there was a kid doing it, probably would have made fun of
me. I would clown.
Yeah, I would
have clowned. You know people cringe on you guys now.
Oh, yeah,
right?
For sure.
Oh, yeah, we don't think we're not.
not that I'm saying I'm
oh, no, we're cringy as fuck.
So it's crazy. Like, so what do you think it did, though? Because, like, you're so, like, to get a million likes, I've been doing Instagram for, like, fucking forever. Right, like, since it started, 2011. It started early October 2010. Anyways, I mean, I've never gotten a million likes. So like you're at your age, I couldn't even imagine. Cause like when I was that age, my thought process was so different about who I was or where I wanted to be or what I wanted to be or what I wanted to achieve all this. Right. What is it like, how has that affected who you are, how you relate yourself to the rest of the world?
I mean, I try to...
Because you can like Kylie Jenner likes.
He just
it's weird.
He just fucking responds. He's just like, I mean, I'm just famous as fuck.
Yeah, no, I mean... fucking below me, so...
No, but seriously, like...
We honestly... It's weird. I can answer for it. Dude, we honestly don't think about the likes. Yeah. We're just enjoying what we do and just having fun while doing it.
Yeah, we just try to film like us being us or like the boys being boys kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then if it gets views, it gets views. And it just has been. So we've just been continuing with it.
Do you think it's because of the app itself?
Oh, TikTok,
the app's
yeah.
so like wide open.
Yeah, no, TikTok has pushed all our social media. Yeah. Like that's when I started blowing up on TikTok, that's when my Instagram started getting likes. That's
YouTube.
When my YouTube got views.
This is what I want to talk about. This is really interesting because I look at it and I'm like, as a creator, I've been doing it for a while. I'm like, how are some people converting from TikTok and other people aren't?
That's a huge thing. There's only about a 10% conversion rate, would you say? Like most creators only 10% of the actual poppin' creators convert well.
I've seen this. I've seen like there's a few girls, like there's Charlie, the sister, Dixie, you guys. But like why do you guys, being obviously in the position you are, why do you think some of you convert well to Instagram or to YouTube?
You know how there's content creators that show their full personality and then there's people that are 100% playing a character? Like it's
like
super clean, like no, I mean no hate on them, but people
like Brent Rivera.
Exactly.
Like he's. Do you think he's really doing those skits in person? Like you that's obviously aimed at like a younger demo, and all those videos go viral. But do you ever see like a diehard Brent Rivera fan?
I don't know.
Where it's like, oh my god, wait, oh Brent Rivera, I love your content.
Like, it's like, there's not. There's people that are viral or they're big just because their videos
so
are
viral. So we're saying fuck Brent?
No, it's no, like no, a fuck no, Brent.
I don't know. I don't really know.
I respect, no, saying, I respect yeah. Brent. It's as, like what he's doing, he's making a shit ton of money, but I could never personally do that.
Yeah.
Cause so what's the difference? Because I don't know enough about it. I'll be honest.
So Brent Rivera like does like skits, but like his, like with his family and his friends, but like I don't even know how to... Like, we'll touch hands, and then we'll make eye contact with, like, the girl, and then it's like, when you do this with your crush,
like... Or, like, got yeah, it. Yeah, those yeah. type of videos. And then we try to show our personality, I feel, more, like, and we'll cuss and all that stuff. Like, we don't try to hide anything.
Yeah, we're badass because we cuss, so...
Yeah, oh! No, yeah. But I'm saying, like, we don't censor ourselves is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, everything we say is just, like, what we think. And then people that end up liking us, they like us because of our personality, so they're going to follow us everywhere. Instead of liking us just for our content... So then they just see our content. They're like, so, oh, that's cool.
This is interesting. How do you think you learned that? Have you watched other creators do that? Like,
yeah, because I used to post the content like Brent Revere when I was younger because I was signed to a management and they were making me like, they would review every post before I posted it. They pretty much controlled my social media. And then I was like, this isn't me. It's kind of boring. I hate doing social media. So I was like,
so like this TikTok phenomenon, man, like, because it's interesting, right? It came so fast, right? Would you say?
No, like insanely quick.
Oh, like way fast. I think that's why a lot of like YouTubers shade us and like talk shit on us. It's because we like pass them so fast. And we're not trying to like make this like a competition, obviously.
I actually
like,
brought you guys here to beat you both up.
Oh, shit.
We were making jokes about that. I was like imagine like Rice Gum and the whole FaZe gang is there. And he's like,
wait, you have what?
Well, FaZe like, tries to roast us.
Yeah, FaZe kind of roasts like a few of us. And then me and Rice Gum are kind of in beef right now.
Really?
Yeah, I just made a video on him today, kind of roasting the living shit out of him.
Yeah, he did actually.
Here's the deal. What I know about Bryce, I'm just going to, we're going to go back to what we were saying. Guys, listen, what I know about Bryce is he's low-key kind of crazy, for sure. I've been around enough where he was drunk and, like, he's just like, you're a little wild. You're fucking wild.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to wrestle me. He's like, bro, it's wrestle. I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to wrestle you. I don't want to wrestle you, bro.
You asked him probably 20 times that night.
Bro, yeah. It was so funny. I was like, yo, this is a bad idea. Because, like, because you gotta expect, right, if you're going to do that with me, I know that people are going to put their camera on, so I would like have to. Hard. I would have to hurt you.
You would have to.
Win. I wouldn't
he
want
just picks
to.
Picks me up and throws me.
Like I wouldn't want to, like at all. But I would have to go hard.
I think that camera's fucked up right now.
Which one?
This one. I'm the looking at the mirror.
Oh, it's,
like it's kind of
no. See, look over there. Look,
dude, that's the.
See, so looks go to through them. So they see. Look there. See, Josh. Now, boom.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. I just didn't want one of your shots to be like.
No, you're good. So Bryce is crazy. Does Rice really want it with you?
That's what I was like
saying. You're a little crazy,
the
bro.
The thing in my video was, I like he was clowning me for saying, hey, let's shoot paintballs at each other in the chest, and the prize is your ex-girlfriend. And I said that as a joke because his ex-girlfriend like said I was hot in a video.
Talking about Abby.
Yeah.
Okay.
She said that like I was attractive in a video. A couple. And I played a couple of videos.
In a couple of her videos.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. I played those, and I was like, oh, man, Rice.
So would you crack that?
Wait, Bryce. I don't know if it's a...
Shut up.
Whoa.
We're just friends.
Oh. That wasn't like insinuate. That was... Yeah, okay. We could just change it. I mean, he's fucking... This dude is putting you out right now.
You really
hey,
fucking
you,
are.
You were like, oh, Josh is a pothead. So I was like, hey, I'm going to have to lay one on Bryce.
It's all good. It's all good. All right. So look, is it actual beef?
Yeah, for sure.
Based on what though? Just because he said some dumb shit?
He lied. He lied in a video. Like, he completely made it look like, you know, Taylor Kniff.
Yeah.
So, Taylor Kniff DM'd my ex-girlfriend. Not Addison, but L. Like, my very old
Oh, this is right. You dated Addison. Yeah. This is so fun. It's like the TikTok. the TikTok kings right here.
So, he, like, DM'd her, and I messaged him saying, like, yo, don't do that. Like, I was in that jealousy stage, like, full of testosterone. Just like, hey, I'll fuck you, pussy. Like that type of shit.
You know, we're broken up at the time, right?
Yeah, we were broken up, and he DM'd her, and then I posted like the screenshot because she showed me of him DMing her. I posted it on my story on my close friends, and I added him to it, and I said, "You know who you are? You're a bitch." And then he like swiped.
You added who?
Taylor Kniff.
Okay.
And Rice Gum took out everything and just told about. I think the video is standing at like 2 million plus views now. Told everyone that was my current girlfriend, or that was my girlfriend at the time, and Taylor Kniff fucked her while I was dating her. And I was just like, dude. And then like you act like I'm DMs yeah, I was like, you act like I'm just not gonna respond and show like the whole thing. Yeah. And I did. And I showed everything and now he looks like an idiot.
Yeah.
Damn. And the only reason I challenged him to a paintball gun war is because that's like the only thing that would be honestly fair to a point where both of us could get hurt, you know?
Yeah.
Because what are you gonna do? Fight Rice?
It's like, what hey Rice, do you wanna fight, dude? Like boxing. Do you wanna arm wrestle? Like what do you wanna do? Like I'll do anything, but like I thought that was just the fair middle ground, you know?
So if you don't get those things, are you gonna making a diss track or what?
Oh, I want to drop a diss track on him.
His shit's kind of dope though.
Yeah,
I don't know if he writes it. I don't know how
he goes. He doesn't write it, but I think just his voice on a track, like with that monotoned manner that he talks in, it just sounds really whack. And I kind of like got into that in my video where I was like, dude, you're not a musician. You aren't. Like you're a YouTuber and now you're trying to train. KSI already did it, dude. You can't do it again. you can't just
KSI did a good job.
Yeah, I know. It's like you can't do that. Like you're not a rapper, dude.
Right. So do you have any beef with anybody?
There's like old beef. Like we made a diss track on a kid with this kid named Chase Hudson, like Charlie's
Lil Huddy.
Don't know him.
Yeah.
He's one of the poppin' kids on
there. He tried to like fuck my girlfriend, so
while he was dating Charlie, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it was like a double, yeah.
Yeah, so. Double whammy and that shit. Yeah,
which of like the popular TikTokers live in LA?
Basically, all of them.
Really,
yeah, I think
all of like the popular ones. Yeah, they live in LA.
Yeah, I don't know. Like besides like the D'Amelios who go back home to.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I don't think there's really anyone that's popping that doesn't live out in LA.
Okay. That's good. So do you think you need to be in LA to be popping?
No, we were actually talking about like moving locations.
Completely. Like,
where would you move?
We want to buy land in Texas.
Yeah.
Texas is lit, bro. I'm not going to lie. Dude, I love
that time. That time was insane.
So fun. Yeah. Texas is fun. Yeah,
it's awesome. And we need land.
And
we
it's middle ground. Land. It's like if we want to go East Coast, it's only 3 hours. If we want to go to LA,
you could also go like a little north of LA, like Santa Clarita, and get like a lot of land. Like if you wanted to.
We're getting a new house in Calabasas.
Maybe. Oh, that's actually, right down the street.
Yeah, I know. We're moving out of our old spot.
Yeah,
it's like, so the old. This is the Sway House.
Yeah, the Sway House.
So how many of it? How many people are in that house?
Seven.
Yeah, there's like six people that were first introduced to the Sway House, and then we have like a new kid we call freshman Quentin. He was at the Texas. He was
in Texas, so that's like he was going crazy.
Yeah, he's only 16.
So all those kids who were there, as I was there, and I was like. We went to go prank these guys. All those kids who were there, were they all popular TikTokers?
No. A lot of them were actually like Texas friends of Taylor because Taylor's from there.
Yeah. I was only asking because I was randomly looking and I saw the guy with the cowboy hat who did like the crazy flip thing.
Oh, Kale. Yeah, he's popping.
And he was popping. So then I was like, were all them? I didn't know.
Nah. There were a few though.
There was like, there was definitely. Kale, Jackson. Yeah, there was a few of them there, but like not everybody. It was like probably... There's probably 10 TikTokers there.
10 to 15.
Yeah.
So the other ones besides you guys in your house are who? Name them.
So it's Sam Hurley, Kale.
Wait, I thought you asked who's in our house?
Yeah, house.
Oh, I thought you were saying...
Okay, Jaden Hostler, myself, Josh, Anthony Reeves, Griffin Johnson, Keo Sear, and then now Quentin Griggs.
Yeah.
Quentin...
Griggs.
I haven't seen him.
That's the one that was in Texas.
Yeah, he has like the blonded... dyed hair.
Not Jaden. He kind of looks like Jaden.
There's two of them. This is so funny. Yeah. He has the blonded hair?
Yeah, like it's all brown and then...
So like everyone.
Yeah, so basically like a...
like half of the sweat.
He had an earring too, a necklace. Oh,
did he have... Was it like a low taper to like a moppy hair?
Yes.
That's crazy. Yeah. I've never... It's like...
Yeah, maybe wearing some rings, something like that, painted nails.
Interesting. Could have been like... Might have been red painted nails.
Yeah, probably.
Dude, it's crazy. So here's the thing, right? When you think of like making content, right? You make TikToks. You guys kill that. It's easy for you guys, right? Now at this point,
I mean, yeah, we can film TikToks pretty quickly. We usually do like five.
We don't put time into like thinking of ideas for TikTok. YouTube is like where we actually like try.
So TikTok, you're just like making whatever you want.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah,
and so YouTube is that the direction you guys want to go in? Because I'm always like, where do you guys go from here?
We're the two in the house that actually like really want to do YouTube.
Yeah, okay. We're on like the YouTube ground for like the Sway Boys, essentially.
Okay, so you're gonna have like a like the I mean, I guess everything that's happening in the house, you guys all have to continue to make content together.
Yeah, but then there's like some people in the house that like just don't make content on certain platforms, and then like we're the ones that are like carrying, and it's kind of annoying. But we still do it. We still love them.
Yeah, like I think everyone has their different like area they want to pursue.
Like Jaden's an exception because he's like, he's making
music. He does
music,
all music. Like, so he will post like once a week on TikTok and then no YouTube, like no Snapchat.
Barely posts on Instagram.
Instagram's like,
he'll just promote his music.
And then so like, but he's a musician, so it's different.
And his music's actually like fire.
Yeah.
Like it's really, it's good. The best music that's coming from a social media influencer right now. That's for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard it, so I can't say. I'd be honest though if I heard it. Can, is there some on the internet?
Yeah, oh, look, yeah. Look, should we just
pull some up?
Play Comatose.
Yeah.
Pull some up.
I think it's like, hey, Bryce, that's you.
Yeah, we were stalking you guys earlier.
Yep.
Is this, I just watch it and I'm just like, holy shit. Like, I watch your things and I'm like, these, they're just like, he like went in his side yard and was like, filmed something for fucking 40, 20, 15 seconds. And was just like, all right, I'm out.
2-3 million views.
Yeah, like how the fuck, like, did it start like that?
No, not at all. Like, we'd get like 100K views and be like, yes.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jaden Hostler.
Yeah. Jaden. It's right there. Top one.
And it's that one. Jaden Comatose.
So
6.5 million.
You know, I met. Yeah, he was there. He was
looking at the party. Just watch like this, and you can just tell he's a musician. Like this music video itself. This is when he had no tattoos. Now he's a full sleeve. Dude. 2 months ago, he had no tattoos.
Scroll up a little bit, so you can see the full screen. Is that not up? Oh no no! Oh, that is the full screen. I'm sure. Yeah, there you go. Oh, it's like a. I thought he was gonna try and rap.
No. This is like.
Oh, rock. This is dope.
Yeah, he's like rock, dude.
Dude, yo, like, this.
Yeah, he's an actual musician. Like he's going to he's gonna blow up huge.
This and has, his next song.
You know what?
Oh, his next song. I'm calling it right now. This is on video. I'm gonna say 15 mil plus views on YouTube.
You know what's crazy about this? Like this is so. I think I could say why I'd be like. I also believe you when you say it's gonna blow up. This is so edgy. Left field. Oh, yeah, edgy.
It's not like the typical pop. Oh,
that's what I mean. Like, everyone's like, they do YouTube and then they try and do rap.
Yeah. Or they do TikTok musically and they're trying to be a pop singer.
Right? Yeah. Like, this is sick. This is like
us right there.
A whole different vibe.
Still softish.
I had no idea he did music like that when I met him.
Oh, no dude. He just got the final version of his new music video that's coming out, Angels and Demons. That is probably his best song so far.
Oh my god, my crazy.
What's
dog.
Up, puppies?
Hey, dude, the dog.
Go.
Oh my god. Hold on, one sec.
Go, you psycho. Come on. Go. Sorry.
Just eats us.
Just jumps on us.
Yeah.
Okay, so none of you.
None of you guys are trying to do music.
No. Not serious music. Like we'll go on, you know, like Cody Cohen, Noel type shit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
like that joke shit.
Yeah, we're down
that's
for that.
Like Lil Dicky type shit.
What kind of content do you guys want to make on YouTube mainly?
You go first.
Okay, I'm doing like fast paced, action packed, like I'm not afraid to do anything, call out anybody if they like talk shit to me first. Like I'm just like I'm not giving a fuck. Basically, but like a lot of action-packed, fast-paced
comedy stuff.
Yeah, for me, I mean,
you could say comedy. Most people, I mean, some people think it's funny.
Yeah, for me, whatever. I do a vlog, so I do like 2 vlogs a week, and I'm doing mainly just like the boys like trying out different shit. So if it's like we order pit bikes and rip them around, or if it's like something with the paintball gun, like shooting people. Like I got Jaden high, and then he tried to shoot stuff off my body with a paintball gun without hitting me.
So like vlog lifestyle shit.
Yeah. Just like,
I mean, that's kind of what both of you are doing, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's
TikTok. But like our videos are different. Yeah. He also has like this series on his channel where, you know how Drama Alert covers all like the YouTube drama?
Yeah.
He does TikTok drama.
Yeah.
So it's like TikTok, and it's popping off.
Oh, I saw a tweet. I thought you were just joking and saying it was like a new TikTok.
Oh,
but
no.
But you said
no,
it's a
no.
TikTok. See, this is like I'm out the fucking loop, man. Fucking old man over here.
He calls it TikTok. It's a genius idea. Great. He's going to eventually turn it into a podcast, too.
Yeah, that's happening.
Oh,
soon. Yeah, it's
going
to be like, it'll be like probably like 30 to 45 minute podcast and then cut up 10 minutes will be.
So, what's like the newest like drama in TikTok?
I mean,
the newest one was probably me and Ricegum because I posted that video today.
Yeah, so that will get talked about next week. And then, I mean, last week we talked
about... So does Bryce... Hold on a second. No, I got to get a clickbait fucking ass title right here. Does Bryce Hall want to fight Ricegum?
I don't think he would. Like, I would be 100% down. Like, I'm down to fight him. But, like, It's like
I know.
That,
why
just,
would he fight?
He's the underdog. Like, you know, it's like he would. It's just.
It's, yeah, it's
and you crazy. You wrestled, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he wanted to fucking wrestle me.
And
he's like, bro, I wrestled, bro. I know, but like you're big, but like I wrestled, like I'm fucking strong though, bro. Like I want
to
try it.
No,
he was so lit, bro.
Yeah, no. Dude.
You wrestled him?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
He got
just
you?
Knows how to like move his body weight really well because he's.
I also wrestled Jeff. He's huge too. And like,
oh yeah.
How huge is Jeff? Who's Jeff?
Jeff was like that, the black guy that was shirtless, just completely chiseled at the
park. He was huge, but he's not huge. He was tiny.
He's like 170.
Oh,
like,
I weigh 260.
Oh,
yeah, huge. I'm like, I'm talking, you're talking like a 300 pound dude.
No, like, I'm only like 150.
Yeah. So. I'm like, yeah, bro. Oh, shit. Hey. I can just fall on top of you and be like, stop, dude. Stop. Just stop.
He's like, no, you can't get up. No.
So you have the most fun making YouTube content then?
100%. Yeah.
Do you have any like long term goals?
Like 5 years, 10 years.
It's such a corny question. Yeah, what's your 5 year goal? I hate that because I think it's stupid. But yeah,
I kind of want. I mean, like, I want to either host like a show, kind of like Jimmy Kimmel type shit, or I want to be like one of the comedy actors that are in like, you know, The Hangover or SNL, like those types of things. I would never want to be like a serious actor.
Yeah,
Disney. But you don't think Disney would? Have
I mean, I'd probably.
You guys
be on
are
Disney.
The new Disney Channel right now.
I would be,
but
on
you're
Disney.
Like a little more rated R.
We would never be able to be on Disney.
No, Disney would never.
No, they would
never.
Who are the most Disney esque TikTokers?
All the girls.
Cody Orlov.
Oh, Cody Orlov. Yeah, all the girls, and then the few guys.
Which guys are the Disney TikTokers?
Yeah, it's like the.
Who else besides Cody and Jeremy?
I mean, all of them are. All of them are. Besides. See, you know what sucks though? There's like this. There's a stigma that all TikTokers are fucking like lame,
pussies.
Like pussies, just like that shit. And it's like we're in that group, but like it's hard to. It sucks that there's like people like that on the platform, and then like we get the whole name where it's like, oh, you're the TikTokers, you're pussies.
It's I mean it's an age old thing. This no matter what you guys do, you're always gonna get lumped into some shit.
Yeah.
But like as long as you guys make content that is genuinely like the shit you want to do. Eventually, people will see all the other sides of you. Like, you guys talking about making your content about who you are. Like, you'll always be able to, like, the true people who really matter. Like, fuck all the outside. Oh, fuck this guy. Because, like, if I didn't know you how I know you, I would have been like, oh, so I look at your TikTok and be like, this kid's a fucking pussy. Right? 100%. But I know you in real life. And I've seen you in certain situations, like, without cameras on, like, how you act. Like, you're like a badass kid.
Appreciate
it's
that.
Dope. It's dope to me. And I'm not saying like kid. I'm just saying kid because I'm fucking older than you, right? Obviously, you're fucking, you know, 20, young adult, whatever, yeah. Right? Okay. He's a kid.
Yeah.
This motherfucker's a kid, bro.
18's a kid, dude.
Like, I just turned 18, too.
I just trip so hard when I think about that. Like, my life, when I, like, there's no, the having no social media just trips me out. Like, I didn't, and you guys are, like, living in it.
Yeah.
You're, like, this generation that's, like, you're literally growing up in it. So, I guess I was kind of asking you this earlier. In school, because I always think about this, like, do kids who get more likes, are they're just the popular kids?
Not even close.
Not even close. Well, actually, it's like more likes within the school district, you know? So it's like if you're getting likes from random people and like I'm getting 1,000 likes, but they're random people that just kind of follow you because you're attractive. They're just like, oh, you're just fucking, you're a pussy.
So, okay. So I thought for sure that like if you were popping on like the gram or TikTok, whatever.
Well, that's
that,
how
like,
it used to be for sure in high school. But like if you get clout versus likes, I don't know. I feel like it's very different, especially if they see the content. I also feel like content is only cringy when it doesn't get likes, you know? Like imagine like Brent Rivera was making videos and they weren't getting millions of views.
You'd love to bring up that guy, don't
yeah,
you?
Fuck that's that guy it's low key it's right now. I don't know you, Brent. My bad.
He's
my bad.
The only example that I can use without like. He's the perfect example.
Yeah. Bryce Hall wants to fight Ricegum, Brent Rivera. Who else we got? Who else we got?
Call it some more people. Dude.
Yeah, right, bro. So, no, I'm kidding.
Wait. Who's that? Jordan?
Oh.
Wait, what?
There's this NBA basketball player, dude, that's like low-key shading me.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, dude.
No, there's no way.
He's trying to get at Addison, and like there's...
You know who it is, huh?
You saw the head turn, he was like...
Ah, he's a big Lakers fan.
Oh, is that what team he's on?
I think he was on the Lakers at one point, if you just said it. Did you think
what Jordan he was Lewis Baker?
Oh, no. Wait. I thought it was Clarkson.
I thought it was
Jordan, is that his name? Jordan
Tucker.
Jordan Tucker? I don't even fucking know his name. But
what team does he play for?
I don't even know. I mean, he's apparently well-known.
Yeah, he's supposed to be good.
Yeah, he's like really good, apparently. But he's like really shooting a shot with Addison, and Addison's just not giving him the time of day. And I made like a joke ass video, and she kind of like
on
TikTok.
Okay.
And like everyone's commenting like, you lost to a TikTok boy. And I have never personally responded to this kid. I've never even spoken about his name. This is my first time actually addressing it.
Okay.
But I've never said his name. I've never like talked shit, but he just keeps trying. Like he's like, this kid's got nothing on me.
Where's like he saying this shit at? I don't get it.
His Instagram stories, Instagram like on live, everything. Yeah.
How old is this? It's a basketball player?
Yeah.
How old is this guy? He sounds like he's
younger.
I know. He looks like probably like 22.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's like 6'8". Yeah. So I'm like, yo, what's up? You want to talk shit?
I feel like your dumbass would fight anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably would. Just
pick him up.
You would, man. What's that? Oh, is that him? I know it is. Jordan Tucker. What team is he on?
He's a in college.
So this is the one talking. Oh, wait.
Is he not?
Yeah, that's him. That's him.
So he's not in the NBA?
No.
He's
not in the NBA. A lot of girls like him on Twitter because he's a good looking dude, basically.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so that's all. So he's not actually good? He sucks? No, imagine. I just start shitting on him. He's fucking terrible.
6'7".
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, a little bit.
See, look, Addison Rae right there.
Ooh. Okay. I don't know who, man. It's just a fucking, obviously.
He's really shooting his shot. He's really shooting his shot. I'll give it to him. He's got, he's persistent.
How come he's not cracking it?
I think because Bryce is. Bryce is just playing tender on that, man. Like, he's not getting by.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so are you still dating Addison?
No.
Oh.
We're just really good friends.
Yeah. How long have you known her for?
Since October.
Like, so, like.
But we started, like, talking in, like, November, and then we kind of ended things, like, early February. And then we were, like, kind of, like.
You memorized all about, like.
Did you guys make TikToks together?
Yeah.
Did you do the Renegade together?
I don't even know how to do that dance.
Really?
Dude, come on.
Do you know how to do the Renegade?
I don't, but I know you do.
I really don't.
I've seen you do it at parties. You're like.
That's the only fucking move I know. And you guys are like, oh, you know the Renegade.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I don't know how to fucking do it. I was like, I'm like low-key gonna make a TikTok where I look like I'm gonna dance. You do all the TikTok dances. Where I just look like I'm gonna dance.
Bust them out, like, so
wouldn't that be amazing?
Dude, that would be clowned. I troll all the dances. That's like why, like, I think people like me. It's because like I don't take any of it seriously.
Yeah.
Like I'll do a dance and just fucking crackhead energy, just crazy, like.
Yeah, I was. What's his name? Came to my gym today, Jason Derulo.
You know? Oh, yeah.
So he was talking about, because he had recently started blowing up on TikTok through making just like.
Yeah, he's filmed with all the popping TikTokers.
Yeah, I seen that. Is that how you become popular now?
Yeah, you film with all the pop. You want to film a TikTok? No.
Bro, I can't dance. I can't even do it. Like, literally, I would just stand there, and then we were joking about it. I would just stand there and be like, no, I'm not going to do this. Dip off.
Sometimes we just stand there. Let's be for real.
Yeah.
Like, we just like look at the camera, and we're just like.
And I can see why people hate us.
Yeah, 100%.
Damn.
When we speak about our content, sometimes I'm like,
oh, man. I guess I can see why guys hate us.
We're like, why aren't guys our fans? Like, we're pretty dope guys. And then we like
look at our videos, and I'm like, oh, I can see why actually.
So do you make content like that because you know it's gonna do well then now?
Yeah.
Because like I post my old shit, it does well because it's just like wild shit or crazy shit or like wow factor shit. Mm-hmm. And like I'm almost willing to bet that my audience is probably exactly the same on TikTok as it is everywhere else. So I know I have more guy fans there, just like all my other platforms. Why don't you make more content that's like
appealing to guys?
Yeah.
That's what our YouTube's about.
Yeah. Okay. And then we try to post like clips from our YouTube.
Yeah, like our YouTube and our Instagrams, like they're pretty good. It's just the TikTok. That's the one.
What's with this kissing each other thing? I don't know if you guys do that.
No, that it's like kissing the homies. It's like it was like a viral trend. It was like a Twitter thing. It's like, I don't know why, but like gay jokes are.
There's nothing wrong with this shit.
I know, not at all.
Nothing.
Not at
I'm just all. Like, no, I yeah. saw that and I was like, because I again, bro, like I don't, I'm pretty certain, I think you're not gay because I've seen you in certain circumstances where I'm like, where you're talking about certain things and I'm like, holy shit.
No, for sure. I bet you're talking about the one on my Instagram. I kissed like all the homies. And then the last one was Addison because I was like, I wanted to troll it because I was like, everyone was always so curious. They're like, yo, I've never seen Addison and Bryce like kiss. Like they're all up on each other, but they don't do anything. And then like, I was like, all right, bet. Here's my New Year's kiss. And then it was like five guys. And then just Addison is the last slide.
So was it like a viral thing on TikTok?
Yes. Yeah, that picture went pretty crazy too.
Yeah, but no, it was a weird viral trend on TikTok.
Yeah, no, it was.
Yeah.
What makes a fucking TikTok viral? Just something that just catches on?
I think like a couple million. Because like a lot of people get a million views. But like when it hits like 3 million, I feel like that's like, oh shit.
Yeah, and then other people will start doing it because they're like, oh shit.
That did well. Let me do it.
So who started the fucking Renegade one? That seems like the most popular
one. Some random girl. Yeah.
I don't know her name.
But Charlie made it popular.
Yeah. So this girl did it, and then Charlie like did the dance, and it just, she used that dance. That's kind of like what was built with Charlie was the Renegade.
Because I remember looking at Charlie, and I don't know when I first saw her on TikTok. I don't know if she had like 9 million on TikTok.
She gained 10 million, like what, in like 2 weeks?
Okay, so yeah. I remember looking like 50 back. Something. Right, I looked back and I was like, what the fuck? And then I went to her Instagram and I was like, what the fuck? Like, how? Like, that's what I'm so interested in. It's
crazy.
How does it convert so damn well? Like, that's the thing that is really interesting to me.
Yeah, because I see some TikTok creators that get like millions of views, and then I look at their Instagram, they have like 100K. And
yeah.
I was like, I'm like, how is that even possible?
Yeah, and how do you get a million likes? The fucking,
man, what are you fucking
what
doing?
Are you doing, bro?
I'm posting the same pictures as
dude,
you.
It's bullshit.
I don't know. It's just my girlfriend. Shout out to your girlfriend. That got me a million likes today.
His girlfriend did get him a million likes in 6 hours.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Nessa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that was the last post.
Yeah.
But you had a million likes without her in your photos.
Yeah.
You were sitting by a pool and you had a million likes. What the fuck, dude?
I don't even know. It's like the TikTok, like, supporters go crazy, I find. Like, when
they're so active on Instagram for some reason.
They're active, like, everywhere.
Like, on Twitter, too. Twitter is...
Dude, it's just... I'm acting like an old man right now, but I swear to God, when I was 18, I probably would have done the same shit. I had long hair, just like him, curly. Dang, just know, you motherfuckers.
And then you're just taking shirtless pictures, like...
Yeah, I was doing the same shit. Like, I almost want to pull up one of those fucking old photos of me. You know which one? Okay, this is great.
Steve knows. Still up.
Dang. Did you get the perm like Bryce or nah?
I don't have.
No, I didn't do it. I just had curly hair. You'll see, dude, though. I literally looked exactly like a TikToker. Like, if I was 18 and TikTok was out.
You fully shaved?
Bro, I would have been a famous TikToker. Watch.
Oh, shit.
This is all obviously not this shit.
We do look like that,
Bryce. Yeah, you guys.
I mean, that's how jacked I am, right?
Yeah, so that makes sense.
You could find this. I know you're going to find it, though, Steve. I believe in you. Yeah. I have a something in my fucking hand. I was in a college dorm room. You're looking for that one, right? Just Google, like, yeah. You will get it in a sec. But so this thing, like, where are you? There it is.
That one, okay, on the left? Yes.
But you can't see that. If you saw my hair, like, you see it to the side? I had curly hair.
You literally look like a TikToker.
I'm a fucking TikToker. Pull that up. Look, hold on. Okay, look. That, swear to God, I had abs of the serratus. Has a muscle on the shoulder. I was wearing a chain. That's a TikTok thing.
Dude, you were. I see, dude, holy shit, he was looking.
Shit, I got no chain on.
But see, like, at that age, none of this shit existed.
Yeah, you would have been a famous ass TikToker.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah, some wild shit. So when you're like fucking 18 and you're like, I'm a famous TikToker, I get like fucking a million likes. What do you do? So this is because, like, I know a lot of people wonder this shit. They wonder this. I wonder this. I kind of have an idea because I'm in the industry, but people outside of the industry, how do you make money?
Okay. Yeah. I get asked all the time for TikTokers because there isn't like monetization on the app yet.
Right.
But you can go live on TikTok. And I mean, that shit's crazy.
Right, you make a lot of money off live streams. Like, but that's not even like where the most money
people
is.
Pay. What the fuck do they
like
pay?
Dudes, it's like Twitch.
Okay. Okay.
It's so same thing like as of any brand deal. We do like TikTok sounds instead. So it looks organic. And that's the best part. So it's like we'll use a song and we'll get like 10-15k for
just
like
to do this thing,
just for a little 15.
I didn't know
video.
About that. I know about brand deals, obviously. Right. I know you guys can get brand deals. I didn't know that there was like, yo, put this song in your TikTok and we'll pay you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like a lot of art, because that's how so many songs are. I mean, blown up now is they become viral on TikTok.
And absolutely,
everyone just starts listening to
like
them.
What's like, that?
Roxanne was huge by Arizona.
And is the Renegade song? Whose song is that?
I didn't even know him. Yeah. He wanted to come over, and I just didn't know him like that.
But no. He blew the fuck up from that song.
What K-Camp song? There was a K-Camp song that was super popular. Yeah, whatever.
Just like, it's mainly like DaBaby. I hear DaBaby a lot.
right now, for sure.
Yeah. Lil Uzi sometimes.
Lil Uzi.
Yeah. So are like the music companies are paying, or like, they're like
it's a music company. Sometimes, dude, you should see our DMs, dude. Our DMs are just rappers and like musicians, like.
They always start off nice. They're like, yo, bro, your TikToks are dope. And then we're like, oh shit, Lil Uzi Vert. And then you're like, yo, what's up?
Wait,
and
you want to,
like,
use my sound?
Use my new song. And it's like a total copy and paste, like DM that he has sent to.
Oh,
and then you're just like,
fuck.
And he's like, yo, I'll repost you on my story. I'm like, I don't care about that, dude.
It's crazy, man, how much power the internet has like given to individual people. Mm-hmm. Like, who make the content? You guys, right?
Yeah.
Like the content creators. It's like, it's nutty, man. Like the fact that, because back in the day, if someone like that someone who was a big time artist making music came and hit somebody, they'd probably be like, I'll just do it just because you're this person. Yeah. But now it's like you understand your value. At least you guys do. From talking to you guys.
There's definitely some TikTokers that'll be like, oh yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it for like $100.
And it's like, oh.
And don't get me wrong. Don't think that all TikTokers are making like a shit ton of money. There are some that are like literally struggling. Like,
and I think we were struggling this summer, dude. Like, we didn't have money. Like, everything would be like, all right, this time this person pays for food, and like this time this person tries to get like this whatever combo meal, and like we were all like splitting it. So,
and we're definitely like, this doesn't sound like good, but like we're making good money like now.
Yeah,
and we have definitely vouched that we will never be those like fucking typical rich boys that just start flexing ever. Like, I don't think I'm no matter how much money I have, I will
do it.
Like, ever, maybe at a red carpet, I'll wear something like dope as hell, but like never walking streets, dude. I dress like this.
So, I've got a question based on you saying that, like, because that got really popular, like people flexing, like, I mean, these whatever shoes, but
these
really
are free.
Yeah, no, no, all good, all good. There, it's not that crazy, right? But like, remember at one point on like YouTube, and Steve, you probably remember this too. A lot of YouTubers, like they had like Gucci this, Gucci that, like they made it a thing.
Like 2016.
Rice Gum was one of them at one point. He was. I'm not at all. I'm just. It's interesting. Like, why do you think like you're popular now? Why do you think you're not going that route? Is it because you saw that?
I just like, first off, it's, these people are obsessed with materialistic objects. Like, you're not going to die with these things. Like, you could buy something that's so much more valuable. Like, even times, like a vacation or like a house.
Yeah.
Like, buy a fucking house. Yeah. Like, you're not, none of these TikTokers that are making money now are thinking like, oh shit, I'm going to keep this revenue flow for the rest of my fucking life. I'm going to be 50 making TikToks.
Do you think some of them are?
I think like, well, that's what I think, like,
you got to talk more into the mic.
Oh shit.
Yeah, you're good. Just turn it towards you. Yeah, there you go.
I think that there's a lot of TikTokers that are like, oh, I'm going to be making money forever on these lives. So if I'm making $1,000 a day, like, I'm going to spend $1,000 a day.
Yeah. And that's their biggest problem.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Some of our friends have done that.
So how do you guys learn? How'd you learn that? Like, because you guys are young as fuck. When I was fucking 18, I mean, I wasn't a fucking idiot. I wasn't like, I'm just going to spend all my money. I had a hard time making money, very hard time. But who taught you like how to treat it this way? Did you have any influences?
I went broke after having money. So I've been in social media for a while, like not popping, but like, you know, I was getting like 50 to 100K likes, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And I at one point had like 50K in my bank account. I moved to LA with like 3K in my bank account. So I had 3 months rent.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, mom, trust me. I got it. I'll make money. And I move out at like 17 and I graduated, by the way, so don't get on me, by the way. So I move out with 3K in my bank account, and then literally like a month later, so I had $2,000, didn't make any money, and then I went on a tour. I made 50 grand for this tour.
For what?
It's to meet people.
It was just like, yeah.
Who paid you for that, though?
The tour.
Hey, the tour. I'm not going to say the tour. Digitour.
You can say whatever you want.
It was Digitour, and I got 50K for that. And then I was like, okay, I just made 50K. Never experienced taxes.
That was fucking sweet.
I was like, I never knew that. I was just like, I just made $50,000. Are you kidding me? I want to go spend it. Literally,
what was the first thing you bought?
First day, went to Gucci, went to Versace, bought a Versace $4,500 watch, bought like a Versace robe. I bought a Gucci backpack and a Gucci belt. All in like a matter of 2 days.
You probably look like the biggest douchebag in the world.
2 days, 2 days. And oh yeah.
How'd that make you feel?
And I felt cool. I felt cool for a second. And then I moved out because my manager like fucked me over hard.
Yeah.
Like at the time. Stole money from me and shit.
Ooh.
So I moved out, went to Vegas, and I had like about 10 to 15K left.
Yeah.
And rent was like 2K, and then I got sued for defamation of character. And I went to...
Who the fuck sued you for that?
My manager, because I said it online.
Oh.
Even though it's true, and I had the proof, the bank statements and everything. And we settled in mediation. I ended up spending all my money, and I went broke completely. Okay. And then taxes hit.
And then they were like,
and
when
I was
that
broke.
Money?
Yeah. Like, I was already broke. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So then once I went through that entire struggle, like that, like experience of literally being scared shitless, not getting any brand deals, not making any money. I was making like 2 grand a month off of YouTube, maybe. Like, it was just like a scary time. And then that's when I was like, why am I spending fucking money? Like, yeah. Why am I doing that?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's when I, yeah.
Have you ever had any experiences?
I mean, my parents were always like good at saying like, don't spend. That's smart. How we live. God, like, damn. We live like.
You lucked like, out, bro.
Yeah, I was just lucky.
My mom told me that too, but I was just like, mom, don't.
Then this summer I was on tour, kind of same thing as him. And I was spending like, I was probably spending like $5,000 a week. And like, that's a lot of money, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah. I was kind of like, that was for like maybe like a month long. And I looked at my bank statements or whatever, and I was like, damn, like $20,000 gone just like that. And I kind of took a step back. I was like, fuck, I can't be spending money like that anymore. Yeah. I bought like a few like Louis items or whatever. And then I was like, all right, I'm done with that.
We're still spending like a little too much. Like
from fucking Postmates though, dude.
Okay, now listen, this weekend, food, okay. Is the one thing I'm not saying you should do it because you should just fucking cook your own food. It's gonna be,
yeah.
or if you guys even came together and got like a house chef, you guys would be way better off. But food is the one thing that like I'll always spend money on, yeah. No matter what. That's the one thing I actually spend money on. Like if I obviously I should be eating more food, I should be cooking more food. But like you got, I mean it makes up like your body, right. Makes yeah. up how your fucking attention span. Like there's so much. To how important food is.
100%, yeah.
But obviously all this other shit is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, but we've been pretty good mainly because it's quarantine, so we haven't been able to go out. So we've just been spending money on like Amazon. We bought just like these three bikes, these pit bikes. They're fucking dope.
Yeah, but that's for content. So that's yeah. like
the, I mean, a little bit investing.
Yeah, you can even use that for like a tax write-off, dude.
Yeah for sure. Definitely. It's funny. How do you know that? It's like I was 18. I didn't know any of this shit. I just remember I made my first million and then I spent a fuck ton of money. And then the government was like, yo, run me that $400,000. And I was like, what? It's exactly like your situation where I was like, no. Because I remember I always heard stories about taxes. And I was like, everyone always talk about how it sucks. And I'd be like, well, who cares? Who cares? And then the minute that they were like, you owe us this, I was like, what? Like, for what?
Yeah.
No, like I struggled. I remember it was so hard to make $1,000 a month at one point in my life when I was your age. Exactly. Making $1,000 a month. Fucking broke as fuck. Like I lived in a house when I was... 20 years old, 1920, like right in those years with like fucking 10 other people and like struggled to fucking eat food, like was buying fucking top ramen, eggs, like hot sauce on bread. Like that's what I ate when I was like 20, like when I was your age, basically broke that's as so shit. Crazy. Like, yeah. And I would ride my bike to a 24 hour fitness and train. This was in Anaheim. This was the 24 hour fitness shout out. 24 Hour Fitness, even though you guys suck, off of Lemon in the 91 in Anaheim. And it was like the hardest place in the world to sell personal training. I was a personal trainer at the time. Hardest place in the world to sell personal training. Like everyone was like wanted a deal. No one wanted to spend any money. And so keep in mind, this was the fucking 10 years ago. Broke as shit, had the hardest time making enough money to just like pay basic rent and like eat. And that's basically why I dropped out of college because I couldn't even pay for like the tuition shit anymore. And I was going to Cal State Fullerton. This is down in Fullerton, like Anaheim area. So I didn't know any of that shit. Like, I think I realized the tax thing, the money thing, literally when the government was like, yo, where's our money? After I made a bunch of money. Because it was like making no money to making a fuck ton of money.
What was the push that made you like realize like, oh, okay, now this is how I'm going to start making money?
Me?
Yeah.
I tried a bunch of different times prior. So like, I think around like 600,000 followers on Instagram, I tried to sell apparel, and that was the first time I ever tried to like make some apparel shit. It was like, at the time my brand, called BM Fit. It was like Team BM Fit. It said on the back with like a hashtag, cause that's what I used back in the day. And it just had like a little BM Fit right here. You remember those little BM Fit right here? And then I was like, oh, I'm gonna sell all these.
And, and did,
no
did,
problem.
Did you not sell that one?
I didn't sell. I sold 12
dude,
of them.
My first merch drop. Dude, that's embarrassing.
And that was all my money. Yeah. 600,000. I was like, no problem. And I remember making content about it. I did little giveaways and shit. Sold none of them. But then at some point, yeah, I mean, I kept true to what I was doing. And the thing that made, I think, the biggest change in my life as far as like being able to actually sell apparel was the message that I started to try to deliver on YouTube. That was the biggest thing, making longer format content. Like I always use Instagram was like, oh, you know, not, I guess not at the time, it wasn't swipe up because you couldn't, yeah. But I'd make posts and be like, yeah, link in the bio.
Yeah.
But it started to really hit once I made content on YouTube where I was like actually speaking and talking to people, like this kind of content, but it would just be me standing like in a field talking about my life and where I've been and what I've been through and what I'm working on or fitness shit that I was teaching people about. And that was when I started making that content, like where I started really talking to the people who were watching me, is when like, then when I tried to sell again, it was like, whoa, what the fuck? I've never seen money like that in my life.
Like, yeah, that's how we started YouTube.
That's when our merch went like that.
Yeah, like we dropped merch back, when was it? Yeah, December.
December, and it did like...
did terrible. I think I got a total of like 20K sales. 20Ks in sales. And and like we just dropped the still like, softest.
Just for reference, at the time, how many followers did you have on Instagram and TikTok?
I had a million followers on Instagram.
Okay. And then TikTok?
I probably had
2 mil on it at that point.
No. Dude, really? I didn't even move in with 2 mil.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So yeah, no, I moved in. I mean, I had like a 1.3 or 1.4 million. And I dropped like this party. They were dope hoodies. Party Animal University. Like 20K in sales. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm getting like, and I was getting over like 100K likes. And I was like, this didn't sell.
And how many did you have on TikTok?
Like probably 1.5, 2 mil.
Okay. So I just want to make this point, right? This is what's really important. It's for people watching and listening. Like there is a lot of people out there who don't make good money doing any of this stuff. And they may look like it just because they have followers. But it does really take like that little extra bit of like giving your personality, which is the craziest thing. I mean, it makes sense, but you guys said it earlier in the podcast, the kind of content you try to make that is just like us being us, period. Like that's what's really, I think, essential. And I think people fail, like you talk about Brent and all these people who like make these like
characters
and it's not really them. So there's like a disconnect between them and the people who are watching them. It's just kind of like a I don't know, something on like a pedestal versus someone who like, oh, I could see you in person, be like, yo, what's up? I like your content, right?
Yeah.
I think that's one of the biggest things that changes that platform for being able to actually make money. Like if you're just sharing who you really are, because then people are like, yo, I really fuck with who you really are. And if there's no like gap, there's no skip because they see your content here, they see your content here. Yeah, they might make fun of you on TikTok because like you're like just a pretty boy here, but as long as there's like there's congruency with who you are across your platforms, then that's when you really start fucking being able to monetize it properly.
Right? Yeah, and it did show. Like honestly, when we started posting on YouTube, that's where it really like it started happening. Like we dropped a still softish merch, and that was like, stupid. That was a diss track. It was pants like this that said still softish, and then it was a hoodie with a crown.
Wait, the pants said what?
Still softish.
Still softish.
That's the name of the diss track.
The dude.
Like over your dick right here, still softish.
It's because that's like the one we're dissing took a dick pic and then he sent it to a girl and he tried to say it was still softish.
No way! This is funny. Wait, hold on. I never heard. Tell me this story.
So the guy that we made the diss track on that like tried to get with my girl, he sent that he got leaked, like his nudes got leaked, and he sent a dick pic to this girl and he was trying to say like it was still softish because he was like self
trying to justify penis, it. Justify.
So then we were like, you know, it'd be funny as fuck if we made pants saying still softish.
Yeah, and the hoodie.
That's
fucked. The hoodie with the crown was like kind of a subliminal shot.
Yeah.
It was, everyone calls him the Black King.
Or Wakanda King.
Like Wakanda King, because he said the N-word.
Like multiple times.
And he's white. So everyone just trolls him. It's not even more to the point that people are offended anymore. They just troll him because it was funny. And that's what we were doing. It was like we had the Black King. Like,
and that's,
it was a black hoodie with a king.
And that sold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's actually, this is hilarious.
Yeah,
still softish.
Yeah. Oh, our new merch that's coming out is.
Bro, that's insane. So funny, though.
Yeah, I know. We were like, we got to make it jokes as fuck. Like,
the
we
fact that he was
serious.
Like, oh, but that's still soft. No, that's still softish, though.
It's still softish. Don't worry. My dick's bigger. My dick's bigger.
We've made so many jokes about that, too, in our lives and stuff like that. Like, just like, oh, guys, you know, we're worried about all the people out there that have, like, they can't get hard. We're just trying to help them out.
We're looking out
and like
for Chase
make a message
and everybody
for
out there.
Like, some people just stay softish. So rep the pants.
It's like
stay softish, boys and girls.
Yo, it's funny, man. It's funny. Like, so do you guys have, as far as like other like merch stuff, is it just like, how are you going to further it? Do you guys think you're going to like push it further? Like,
well,
obviously it can't
always
be jokes.
We have something big that we're doing together. Should we say it?
I mean,
I've already said it many times.
Yeah, go for it. I don't really
care. We're starting an energy drink.
Oh, an energy drink.
Yeah, and it should be active in like, or live in around August.
Yeah, something like that.
Like
a can.
We did like testing flavors and shit. Yeah. It's called Annie Energy.
Annie?
Yeah. Like for animal.
Okay. Like, not like Anne Frank.
Yeah. Annie. I mean, A&I.
Oh, A&I.
Yeah, but it's going to be dope. But we're doing that because we do a lot of like shotgunning clips. I don't know if you saw like in even in Texas, like the shotgunning.
I taught Bryce, by the way, if you want.
Sure. We usually did the shotguns with Red Bulls or like another energy drink because like people try to match our energy because we like in videos. I know right now it's a podcast. We're sitting down, not doing like anything. But like when we're in front of the camera, when we're doing like our action packed shit, like nobody can match the energy we have because we just fucking domed an energy drink.
You guys are fucking psycho. Yeah, I know.
So yeah, but then now like when our energy drink comes out, it's like, hey guys, look at this dope ass energy drink.
You should buy this.
Yeah, this is sick. Use my code. No,
you're not gonna run with codes.
No, not a fucking chance.
No, we're not gonna do no
that's
bang energy.
Cheesy,
stuff.
Bro.
Yeah, the bang energy. So bad.
Like it's not even supposed to be like it's not like Bryce and Josh's energy. Like we're building a company.
Yeah, we're not even gonna promote it as our energy drink. It's just gonna be a drink in our videos that we use to get energy.
Yeah, it's dope, and it's called Annie A N I.
Yeah.
A-N-I, okay, yeah. Dope. What are the color schemes?
Black and red, right?
Yeah, they're like black, red, and white, or something like that.
That's dope.
Yeah.
You guys partner with someone on that.
Do you know Long Drink? Have you heard of Long Drink? It's like this alcoholic beverage, but it's owned by Miles Tiller and
Evan Burns.
Evan Burns. So that company, the one that distributed that can and like that drink is doing it with us.
Right on. So yeah, I know that's a great business, but I know it's also a tough business because of the margins, because of the shipping weight and all this shit. I'm sure he was explaining this shit to you.
A lot.
Obviously, I'm not going to go into detail about it, but that's fucking dope.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Anything else besides?
Well, the deals, like he just got, it's so funny. We'd made the diss track.
Yeah.
And there's actually like labels hitting us up. They're like, hey, we'll pay you X amount for 10 songs.
For you to drop this on our label.
They want to sign us to their label.
But like
for joke music.
Yeah, we're also like, debating on that. Okay. Like it's like we don't want to be musicians, so it's like if we did do that, it'd be like some joke ass shit.
Because we're not like talented musicians that like we're just like we fucked like around and like did some shit in 8 hours and it was jokes as fuck, and then people were like, oh shit.
And I don't know why. I don't know why like it got so many views, but like it did. And that labels, they see the views and they're like, oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, you guys see 6ix9ine on the internet. You've seen him. Yeah, everyone has seen him.
He's hilarious. I don't care what
anyone says. Yeah. He's very funny, man. I mean, what that guy's doing is incredible. Obviously, like people, they want to talk all the shit, but what he's doing on social media is like nuts. So
numbers wise, insane.
It's insane.
No one's ever done it.
There was some shit saying that fucking who was gonna sign him, Jay-Z or some shit. You didn't see that?
Damn.
Like if someone's gonna actually sign him, like do you think he'll ever get like this? I guess my question was leading to this. Do you think he'll ever be able to do collabs with people who are actually in the industry?
I think so. Yeah.
For sure. It's gonna take some time.
Right.
But like I feel like those rappers in the industry are seeing his numbers right now and are already debating on it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to depend.
If I saw somebody getting 2 million views on a live stream, I would probably be like, yo, let's do something together.
I wonder, who do you think, this is the question, who do you think the first person is going to be? Because I know, obviously, I know it's a fact. They're all like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like, I mean, this is insane.
I know, like, a Boogie with a Hoodie was, like, tight with him, kind of, and, like, said, like, free 6ix9ine a lot. It's going to probably be, like, not like a... But I feel like
comes out, it's fucking Beyonce. Yeah. Like, Ariana the biggest Grande. Fucking shit in the world. Fucking Beyonce.
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
Jeez. Kanye steps in.
Kanye
no, but his
pulls
his
up.
Recent music video, that was the funniest fucking video, dude.
He's just a troll.
Yeah.
He just like screamed.
He was the one that was like, I don't know if it was the times that we were in, because it was like the 2017 era, and that's when social media was actually at its peak. It's like Leafy,
especially on Instagram.
Leafy 6ix9ine, like diss tracks, like just everything about social media around that time was just at an all-time high. And I feel like the stigma of him coming back is people's hopes, like, oh, the internet's gonna be dope again. But he's also still like a funny troll. He's like the king of trolls. He's the king of trolls.
Trolling. But that's the thing. Like you see this shit, and it's like it's. So many people rally behind like that, just that content. There's like the dude is just like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And then obviously you have the people who are like, he's like a rat, and then he embraces it and like makes jokes about it. But like, there's no way to deny these insane numbers. Do you think he's going to sustain the numbers?
Not at that high.
Yeah.
But he's definitely going to be pulling more views than when he was popping in 2017. I feel like,
do you think he's going to become a TikToker?
I feel like he might be making.
You think he'll hop on the
his
TikTok?
Song is a very viral sound right now, actually.
Yeah,
on TikTok.
Yeah,
the how's it going?
I'm mad. No, wait.
Yeah, you're mad.
You're I'm mad. Back.
Yeah.
Big mad. He's mad.
Yeah, that's she's it. Some sad and some
so,
shit.
So funny.
Yeah. So have you done
I've
ones
done
of that?
Them,
yeah, I think I've done like two.
Yeah.
Maybe three. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah, I think he, because I was looking, I saw he has a TikTok, but they just post other content on it. It's not like him doing TikTok.
Yeah, I feel like most celebrities and like musicians, they hop on TikTok just to like promote their music, but the ones that don't are actually like the cool ones. Like there's like the 6ix9ines. Like Justin Bieber, he'll love his music and stuff, but like he's just, he does the same TikTok to his song every single time.
He's just like,
do my dance.
Love Justin Bieber, though.
Cool. Yeah, I know. But it's funny because you see like someone like that, and then you see 6ix9ine that's probably posting like Snapchat videos on his freaking TikTok. Yeah,
it's interesting. So who were this is kind of changing the direction a little bit. Who are some of the people you guys looked at before you got on social media?
I was always watching like Logan, Jake, Nelk, Danny Duncan.
Yeah. It's pretty much the same for me. I mean, Nelk was big because they lived like 45 minutes away from me.
Yeah.
So everyone always talked about them. Like school, it was, what's the new Nelk video? Like when they dropped a video, that's what was talked about all first period.
That's
so, like,
crazy.
It was everyone had the merch. Like everyone's repping their stuff.
Sick.
It was big there. Like huge.
Yeah, everyone was asking in my video because I made like a little party thing for, because like, you guys like came to the house.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, why are the Nelk boys partying with the TikTokers?
Yeah, that was a question.
For yeah, sure. That was like all the comments. It's like, no, it's hanging lit. Out with these freaking losers.
It's funny though, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's all about perception, right? Like, what people see on the outside, and like, if they go to your TikTok and they judge you based on that, then yeah, they may be like, these fucking shitheads. But but you guys are like, you guys are fuck actually like lit. Like, for real. I
appreciate that, dude.
Yeah, for real. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like, I mean, you're kind of lame, but right. Bryce is really lit.
Lit. Bryce is.
You're an 18-year-old pussy, so.
Yeah. I'm fucking with you. I'm like astounded at like, I can't even put myself as if I was 18 and I had that much like.
Power.
Yeah, like, it's like, I mean, yeah, not call it what it is.
And I can actually speak like this because there's actually some people in our house that I've had to like knock him down a little bit because
they get an ego
and he doesn't like he
yeah
like,
this is interesting. I was gonna talk about this.
Yeah,
so what do you think, you're gonna get to a point where you're like a fucking
Never.
Tool?
I don't think I really hope not.
Yeah,
like, I think I've gotten
what do you mean hope, like you can say
yeah,
like,
yeah I'm not gonna
no
yeah,
never like I don't think I'm ever gonna be to the point where I'm like no I'm definitely not ever gonna be to the point where I'm like I'm too fucking good for you, like I'm not gonna talk to you right. Because you have
maybe when he's
no
drunk,
numbers
he thinks that way a little bit.
Well, no, I mean, he's a fucking, he's an Olympic wrestler. When
yeah,
he's
and then
he's like, I'm going to wrestle everyone.
I'm going to wrestle Bradley.
I'm going to wrestle everyone, damn it. No, funny. So like, because like, but it's interesting because like, you guys say that now, but how do you really know?
That's what
I mean. I feel like our numbers are pretty high right now. And like, I've seen people that have had that ego, even like speaking for myself, I've used to have like an ego. And then one thing happens and then you find out who your true friends are and who are like there for you when you fuck up. It's better to for that person that has experienced it to like tell you, hey, dude, this has happened to so-and-so, and look at them now.
Right.
Yeah. It's like if you have that ego, it can only take you so far. You're not gonna gain real friends from that.
No, you're fuck not, no.
No real relationships. No. I mean, people will probably fuck with you because of your numbers.
Yeah,
of
course. They'll try to like film you and get your clout, which is
but like dope. Then, hey, when you go through a huge controversy, oh, I don't know that guy. I fucking hate him, actually. I'm tweeting about him right now.
Yeah, I've definitely experienced that.
Yeah, I was.
Oh yeah,
I was trending number one on Twitter to kill myself in 2018. So,
yeah, that was crazy.
What happened to you?
I got into a fight.
Oh shit!
Yeah, stupid. Like right.
Dumb. With who?
Another YouTuber. But it was like, story wasn't right. Tana got involved. Like it was like this huge thing.
Tana
Mojo.
Is that how you say her last name?
I think so.
Mojo? Manju? Manju? I did this on a podcast where I'm not trying to do it again. I just genuinely don't.
I don't know.
See, how come no one fucking knows this, dude? Known.
I think it's Mojo. I've heard Mojo. That. I know. I've heard that so many
Steve,
times.
Steve, do you know what it is? See? It's like,
how
is saying
Mojo? How does no one know her last name?
I don't know.
No, there's definitely a ton of girls who know exactly what her last name is. I just don't watch enough of it, so I'm like.
I don't watch that type of content.
I watched the video where she. She
shit on my life, yeah.
So she did this something to you?
Yeah. She filmed with the guy that I got into a fight with, and
wait, the fight at the? No, this isn't. No, okay.
No, this was like
this is the one you beat the guy up at the Jake Paul fight. Yeah, this wasn't that.
You know, that's actually, you know, he's in Team 10. I didn't know he was actually a Team 10 member.
Who?
The guy that I fought. I didn't know he was a Team 10 member. I thought he was just like a...
He was the SoundCloud.
Yeah, he's a, I know he's a SoundCloud rapper.
Oh, was his name Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I just... That was funny, by the way. I was there. I remember turning around and just seeing all the feathers up in there. I was like, what the fuck is going on over there?
No, dude. I just... I was so drunk. And I just remember this kid like talking shit. And I was just kind of like trolling because I knew he wasn't going to do anything. So I was just like, oh, okay. Stay over there. Like, you're talking shit, but you're far away. You're not going to do anything. And then he just hucked a loogie on my face. And I don't know why. Like, just didn't even think about it, even though, like, you know, that could have just fucked me up in any way, like any business relations, like anything. Just my immediate reaction was like, okay, I'm going to fucking kill you. But then after I like picked him up and slammed him, I realized, I was like, oh.
His shoe came off. I gave his shoe back to him. He was like, where's my shoe? Where's my shoe? And I was like,
I picked him up and slammed him. I realized, like, because when I was drunk, I was like, oh my God, what the fuck did I just do? And I put my hands up.
You see him in the video, you're like.
Yeah, I put my hands up like this, and then he pops me. He punched me in the face. I'm like, you're such a pussy.
Yeah, that's lame. Then the fucking security guards were way out of line. They were doing the most after that. They were fighting everyone after that.
They liked me.
Like, bro, I don't know why. They dragged George Janko's fucking friend out. Like,
I heard
just,
they beat him up.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I don't know. I think so.
They
beat his ass. Yeah,
I was right there, and I was like, "Whoa!" They just grabbed him and like picked him up, like one here, one on his feet, and then just like took him out and like threw him down the stairs or some crazy shit.
They snatched the phase chain that I had. It was like a real chain. Shit. It was Mito's chain. Sorry, Mito, by the way. But they snatched Mito's chain off my neck. They stole my wallet. Tried to spend money at the 11th.
Those
club.
Kids. Those,
yeah, the guy that I fought.
Yeah, Brennan. Yeah.
Yeah, and like I was just like, how like. Pathetic are you?
I remember this. Yeah. We were in the gym and he wanted an apology and all this lame ass shit. Like,
yeah.
Just pull up and fucking fight, fucking.
Like,
He was trying to fight him in the, like, there was a ring.
There was
inside
a boxing
the,
ring. There was two pairs of gloves. I said, if you can beat me in a fight, I will give you $3,000 for your jacket.
And this is what I'm saying, guys. Like, when I, so just to clarify, when I met Bryce in Miami, my initial response was like, this pussy fucking TikToker. Right? Swear to God, when I first met him. And then he was cool on the plane. And then all this shit happened that like throughout that week. And then the fact that I remember you that day, you were like, yo, I want to fight him like right here in this ring. And you guys were like 100% about it. I was like, yo, these TikTokers are fucking crazy, dude. Like that's not funny. Like most social media people, like fuck TikTok aside, just social media people in general will just avoid shit. That's what he did, obviously.
Oh yeah.
But like it's funny, man. It's funny how on TikTok you guys could be like, oh, these pussies. But you guys are fucking like, I'm not, and again, I'm like, I'm really not trying to defend. I'm just saying the truth. Like, you guys genuinely were like about it. And I was like, this fucking kid's crazy, dude.
Yeah, I remember you were working out and I was like, all right, I'm waiting for him. So,
yeah, and the whole crew, like,
I was with Taylor and Nikita. That's it. Okay. And Nikita was the pro boxer and the Taylor, you know, boxers and stuff. But like, dude, I think it's so funny. Every time he tries to like act tough and shit, Nell comments just roasting his ass.
Oh, Taylor?
Yeah, it's
No, they roasted me. They got me too.
Oh yeah,
they were like
that's part of that.
It's so funny.
Oh,
I think
hilarious.
It's so funny.
Yeah,
they roast me too, but it's all good. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
dude.
At the drug dealer thing.
Yeah, yeah. Biggest in the, you know, the whole fucking world. It's like
I really don't.
No, he's like, but Josh, I heard you were a pothead, so like after the podcast.
But like, yeah. I mean, I could probably find someone. You know, like
I mean, it's LA. Like we can definitely find
somewhere near. So TikTok, going to YouTube, and you said you don't really want to do music. Do you want to do anything else outside of it? I mean, you said something about
acting.
But like, here's a crazy thing, like. Is that the move anymore now, or is it just more social media?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like I'm going to ride this out as long as I can.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm only 20, dude. Like look at most of the top creators. Like they're older. They're like 25 plus.
Yeah.
And it's I think building companies like is where we're going to go.
Yeah. Building companies and like brands around us with like subliminal messages behind. Like we're never going to say that we own any of these things.
Yeah. I mean, you can do some, right? Like if you own something specific to what you were doing.
You know? like the energy drink we don't want to brand it as our
like it's just like you know those people that try to like
yeah
put their face all over it
right that's not a good like, that's I'm gonna tell you guys right now it's not a good fucking move to be like this is my energy drink then it's like you have to sell it forever
that was my biggest mistake
when I started this when I first made my apparel it was called BM Fit Gear
and
it banged it did amazing but my biggest mistake was which I now changed it to Raw Gear my biggest mistake was because it was my name I could not, you couldn't get other people involved with it. Cause it's just like, if I'm going to get other popular influencers, they'd be like, I'm just selling you. You know what I'm saying? It's not first, like making a brand that you guys can all get behind and be like equally like your own like personality and your own like style into it. But if it was just like you were selling Bryce's energy drinks, you'd be like, I'm just selling Bryce's energy drinks. Exactly. It's just, there's a weird disconnect. And that was one of my biggest mistakes early on. And I didn't know any better because I didn't have anyone showing. It was like, I was just making all this shit up because it wasn't, like people didn't do it. So definitely guys, listen out there. Like if you guys are watching, you guys are, I don't know how you figured it out. Did someone else tell you?
I think it's like, learn from your mistake.
We did learn a lot from like, the broke story that I had. Like that kind of taught me a lot. And the longevity of everything.
And maybe what's what you've already seen on social media.
I've seen people like market some social media influencers. They can call themselves influencers, but some of them are genius marketers.
Oh yeah.
Like
that's a fact.
Shout out Logan Paul. Logan Paul is probably the best like marketer. I think I've seen on every social media, like even actually Nelk too. Full Send.
Like that's a whole brand they built.
That's
right?
Insane.
Like,
oh yeah.
It's like people wear Full Send that
probably like even your raw gear. Like it's just like certain influencers are good at it and some aren't.
It's what you guys are trying to do, trying to figure it out. Because what most people did and I know this because I lived in this like the era of like when it started Instagram and then because there wasn't like an influencer selling things until like 2015 where like they even called them an influencer, which is really new. Like and where you guys are at now, like. People who did really shitty in the long term that I've looked back at now were people who just sold other people's stuff. Like the people who sold like someone's company was selling this supplement and then someone, they were like taking this brand deal, doing this shout out, doing so much of that stuff.
When you could just do it to yourself.
Yeah. Or you could figure out creative ways to, like how you guys are like, we're going to make a product together. And then now you can find other TikTokers who like, because the truth is, or other Instagrammers, whatever, YouTubers in the next 5 years, there's going to be other kids who are becoming more popping. Or whatever. It depends how you guys go. But like you could probably say for certain in 7 years, there's going to be some kid who's probably more popular than you are right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like he might be looking at you as he's coming up. And if you find him at the right time, you could be like, yo, come be a part of like this company or part of this company, or the things that you're doing. And now it's like you're able to, everyone can win. But back in the day, people were just like, oh, I just need to make money. So they were like, I'm going to try and promote
brand deal.
Someone's company, like someone's product, this code. And then people are like, because then you got to think all the people watching are like, all right, I'm fucking tired of you trying to sell me shit. And then 100%. Like, you're not making enough original content like from you. And then people are just like, they get disengaged and they're like, fuck this.
And when it's your own product too, I feel like your supporters fuck with it so much more.
Yeah.
Like, they're behind it.
Because you should be. Because like, if that's the thing that's supporting you to continue to make the content for them, it's like, why not support it? But if you're over here like doing Bang Energy ads, like all those people are eventually going to just destroy their goddamn social media. No one's going to give a fuck about them.
Literally, I see some of those little sellouts. I feel bad for them. I feel bad for them because it's like, $200,000, $300,000 in a year. That sounds like amazing. But imagine how much you could
imagine
be making.
Imagine posting three Bang Energy.
It's like that's going to last for what, 3 years? And then people are going to be like, I'm tired of this shit. Fuck you.
And at the end of the day, that's only 900K.
Yeah. I mean, we've literally seen
taking a fuck ton of that.
And you are promoting, you are killing your page.
Yeah. It's a fact. See, like, did you guys see that happen to people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 100%. I've seen like most of the Bang Energy kids that were killing it at the start of their promotions are
toast.
Done
like,
now.
Like they started losing followers in a day, not even gaining that
I'm
shit.
So proud of myself then because no one. I couldn't watch anyone. I was the first motherfucker doing this shit. I'm trying to brag right now. A little humble brag.
Dude, hey.
Humble brag.
It's impressive as fuck.
Because 2011 is when I started. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a
like how old were you in 2011?
I was 10.
I was crazy. Like, I was only 9 years old.
It's crazy, bro. Like, oh, man.
You were like 9 or 8, yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like I always had this. It was obvious that if all I did was try to sell someone something, I knew that people would be like, fuck you. Hmm. Like if you weren't giving someone something like a laugh or like some information, like if you weren't giving them something, you could never be like, buy this.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense. Why would they want to support or buy something from you if you're like, you didn't give them anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just buys it. And like people were like straight out the gates. I remember like one of the biggest questions, like I asked you earlier about how you make money on TikTok. I remember in the beginning of like fitness, cause that's where I started making all fitness content. Right. And then like life motivational stuff. So a lot of kids would hit me up and be like, yo, I want to do what you're doing. Like, how much money do you make? And I'm like, okay, listen, this is the problem, right?
If you're in it for the money, you're not. You're
exactly. Like, so that's the question, right? How come years and years ago, they weren't able to know that? How do you guys know that now?
I started social media because I wanted to gain a following. I didn't want to do it for the money. Like, I started out live streaming in front of like 15 people, like, just because I had no friends in high school, so I wanted people to talk to. That's why I started.
Yeah.
And then I started getting more, and I became like the most popular creator on like this platform called YouNow. I wasn't the most popular, but I was like top 10, you know.
What was it called?
YouNow.
YouNow. Oh, streaming. You did YouNow?
I was like one of the top guys.
He was like the guy that would grind on the bed, dude.
No, I wasn't.
You grinded on the fucking bed. You're the grind on the bed guy. You're a fucking loser.
Fucking nerd.
That's not what I
fucking cancel Bryce Hall. No. I'm fucking with you. So, did you grind on the beds though?
I did it once or twice.
Okay. All right, whatever.
We'll Josh did it like once or twice too.
Yeah,
it's all good. Like what though? Like on the side of it?
Yeah. Oh, I never. And then YouNow. I remember I was doing it. Now I literally was pulling like over 1,000 viewers, not making any money. And then they came out with the paid partnership program.
Yeah.
And I got my first check for the month for like $3,000, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, you can make money?
That was the first time you made money.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, oh my God, you can make money off this shit?
First check, $3,000. Jeez.
Yeah. You know what I bought? Like 8 pairs of shoes.
How old were you then?
14.
Fuck, dude. That is crazy. That's crazy. You know, my first job when I was 15, I had to get a permit because there was no social media. I keep saying that fucking old man here, right? I worked at Quiznos.
Really?
Did you ever have a regular job, Bryce?
No.
Me neither.
Damn, that's lit. Yeah. It's so cool. It's so cool to me that this is how the world is now. But at the same time, it's fucking crazy. It's a little bit
it's worrisome because like people won't learn. I feel like certain responsibilities if they don't go through that regularly.
Yeah,
like
getting a job.
Like if I was putting a 9-to-5 right now, I'd be like, oh my God, I want to literally shoot. But
here's the thing. Like, is that necessarily a bad thing? I don't know because it's creating like this world. There is definitely like there's two sides to this blade for sure. Yeah. But at the same time, it's really interesting because so many more young kids are like, oh, they see other young kids being successful and they're like, I can do that. And that's what really starts and spawns people believing that they can do something is seeing someone else do it.
Like, there's a lot of good. I used to watch like Viners and I was like, oh my God, I can definitely do that.
That was like, I remember I posted Vine and I didn't get how it worked. And I posted like, you know how there were 6 seconds?
Yeah.
I made like an 8 or like 3 minute video and just cut it up in 6 seconds and posted it. So my feed was like 30 posts long of one Vine.
I had one Vine that went like super viral, like 300K likes, and I was like,
"Never."
What the hell is up?
I got like 6 likes on Vine. That was
I never used Vine. Really? Never use it. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, I was on Instagram.
Yeah, no Vine, the Vine kids. There's only like a few that are popping now, like Logan, Jake, David Dobrik, all the Vlog Squad, Dolan Twins.
A lot of like the YouTubers nowadays were just
like Vine stars, but you know, then again, it's like creators come and go.
Yeah, that's
like
a fact.
Yeah, they come and go. Like they could be on top. Like, for example, no shade to any of them, but the MadCon boys, do you remember them?
No. MadCon?
MadCon. They're like Cameron Dallas and like all those guys.
Jacob Sartorius.
Yeah, those names sound familiar.
Well, Dolan Twins, weren't they?
No, they weren't. It was Cameron Dallas, Taylor Kniff, like Carter Reynolds, like Shawn Mendes. And
oh, Shawn Mendes is a fucking superstar.
He's huge now.
He started
up. Yo, you know what's crazy about Shawn Mendes?
What?
That dude used to fucking hit me up in the DMs because he's into working out. And then I swear to God, like, I remember, like, I would respond to him here and there. And I guess he used to, like, follow me and watch my videos and stuff. And then he just, like, blew up, like, exploded. And
exploded.
I was like,
after MadCon.
What the fuck? And then, fuck you, Shawn Mendes. I went to his page and he stopped following me. I was like, you fucking bitch. You're a bitch.
Yeah,
he blew up. He's like, fuck you. And I used to talk, like low-key, like, little bullshit.
Come on, work out.
Yeah. You know, like
you're giving him that advice to get big, and he just
bullshit. Just
he's like I took your ideas and kind of.
I mean, he's a superstar. He's a superstar.
He's
kind of
yoked though too. He is a little.
He's definitely into working out. I know that's a fact because he at the time he would follow in other fitness people as well, which like it's if fitness people suck nowadays. It's different. Like in 2015, 2017, like fitness was such. At least I feel because I guess I'm more in it, and I would see a lot more of it. People were like way doper back then. Like Steve, you remember this?
No, it was for sure.
Like fitness was way so like
the fitness. Different. The fitness people I know are like David Laid. Like
okay, I know David.
Is it John Skywalker? Is
that I know name? John. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Vitaly, kind of.
But Vitaly's not even a fitness person.
But like he just took steroids.
Like, yeah, like, Vitaly's just a prankster. I mean, he does work out.
He was jacked.
100%. He was jacked.
I remember at one point, like it was like I was like, when did you just? When did you just get that big?
Yeah.
It was like he was like skinny, kind of chubby-ish, and then he just was like.
But see, he made his content is like 100% pranks of he just worked out. and got jacked.
Oh, yeah.
Like, David Lay, definitely a fitness YouTuber. Skywalker, I don't know if he does much YouTube. I know he's done, like, Instagram. Has he done YouTube stuff?
I don't know. I think he, yeah. And then there's Connor or something.
Connor Murphy.
Murphy, yeah.
Who do you know?
I the only person I knew before was you from fitness.
That's actually lit. Let's fucking go, baby.
I know a lot of the fitness girls. That was like my thing. Like, I knew.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just wanted to see what they were doing.
Right. Like with their
lower half
of their body.
Yeah, I was
fucking scumbag. Oh no. So like it was. I'm just riffing right now. I'm just thinking about it. Like I remember how it was so dope and it was like such a dope community and then it just like.
Yeah, fucking I don't see faded. It. Yeah.
He just disappeared.
I remember at one point there were like the fitness community was like on top. Like
on Instagram for sure. It was like the most popular thing.
Every recommended video was like.
So what do you think about like Cody Ko dissing like the fitness? Have you seen that stuff?
No.
When he dissed like fitness like Instagram.
Oh yeah, some of the guy with the neck tattoos.
Yeah, dude.
Who's that guy with the neck tattoos? He has like a full neck tattoo, but he has no other tattoos on his body.
No. I don't know who that is.
He's like a neck tat like that, and then he just has sleeves. Like there's no tats here.
Oh my god, roasted the fuck out of that guy. But I think it was more like fitness comedy that he was roasting. Yeah. Like people that try to do fitness and comedy at the same time.
Oh yeah.
But it just like was not working at all.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So he's like, did Cody Ko talk about me?
Was that? Yeah, yeah. He's like,
yeah, so has he talked about you? Fuck that little bitch. Like? No, I don't know that guy.
He actually did roast you, but.
Did he really?
He didn't.
Oh shit. Damn.
It's like, damn it.
Yeah. Damn it.
He's roasting me.
Roast me, Cody. Where you at? Roast me. Come on. I like his shit though. It's dope.
His videos are really good.
Funny.
So on that note, right? So it kind of like was like super fucking dope, and everyone was like, it was like on top, and then it just fucking faded, and there's like no one left. I think I'm the only guy who's like left. So do you ever worry that like you guys are gonna have this like up, and then like,
I was up on Musical.ly. Like I was pretty big on Musical.ly, and then like there were the creators that were just untouchable at one point. Yeah. Now like I'm looking at them, there's really none that are still
that untouchable.
Lauren, I think, is the only Musical.ly.
Lauren who?
Lauren Gray. She's the only Musical.ly girl that like stayed with it, and she's still like kind of doing it.
Yeah.
And then there's like me, but I wasn't at Lauren's level ever.
No.
Okay.
Not even close. So I used to watch you. Like I remember seeing your Musical.ly when I was like small, had no followers.
Yeah.
You guys were all popping. Yeah.
Yeah, but then I had like a moment where I was just plateaued. Like I wasn't gaining.
Yeah.
And then TikTok came around, and just came back up.
But do you worry that like ever at some point it's just gonna like implode a little bit?
No.
That's good.
I just think like the content that I'm going to be creating is just going to be dope as fuck.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I love it. That's the way you have to look at it. Yeah. I'm not at all trying to like make it seem like it is.
Yeah, gonna be.
I just know at some point
there's always this.
Yeah. It's even like if it's social media, anything in life, there's always that like,
it's a roller coaster. It's a fucking roller coaster. Yeah, it's a graph.
Yeah. What's that? Yeah. As long as you're like, as long as you can like position yourself and keep changing and keep growing, keep evolving, like you're saying.
Look at the Paul brothers. They have evolved so much from the.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember 2016 when they were making like the cringiest shit?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I watch their videos and I'm like, holy shit, that's fucking dope.
Yeah, they've changed.
They're fucking sick.
Logan, I think Jake is now coming into more of
edgy.
Edgy older like demographic. But Logan really he pulled that so fast from the whole suicide thing to the podcast, and then from the podcast back to like the vlog that's kind of like David Dobrik ish, but it's Logan style. Like that's like he made the craziest fucking transformation of like kid content podcast, which is like very not kid content, but still grew it with the kids, and then it became like much more older demographic, and now his like content's way more edgy, way more like
his content is enjoyable. Like I watch
it. Dope.
Like every single time he posts a new video, I'm like, oh shit, Logan just posted a video. Gotta watch that real quick. I watch a lot of people though. But like I watch you and I watch like now. I watch like everyone.
Gotta really. Study.
Yeah.
That's the competition.
So that's what I'm saying. I think you guys see because like there's so much examples now that you guys can see what can work and how you can make it work in your own favor. And I think that's fucking dope, man.
I think YouTube is on the path like right now that edgy content is gonna be the shit.
Yeah.
Like,
but YouTube like fucking fucks it sometimes.
Oh, YouTube was talking to like our management saying like they were on their radar. We're on their radar, but they fucking hate us
because of the kind of content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
And the thing is because they wanted
They wanted TikTok stars. Yeah, they wanted TikTok stars to create the, you know.
But hey, they were expecting like
kitty friendly stuff.
That, yeah, yeah, maintain their kind of like TikTok stigma, like Bryce talked about. And then we were like the first TikTokers to really hop on YouTube and start grinding. And it was totally opposite.
It's not what they wanted. Yeah. It's interesting, man. Would you do what they wanted?
No.
Yeah.
Not even for X amount.
Hesitate. Not a chance.
Yeah, that's smart.
We don't make shit. Well, we make okay money on YouTube, but we don't care about like YouTube ads.
Yeah, if it's like, oh, you know what, this song would be dope in our video, but it's gonna get demonetized. Demonetize the video.
Oh, copyrighted shit. Fuck it.
Yeah, we don't care about that.
It would have sucked. Like the only time where I actually cared about that was when I was editing my own videos, putting all in like the hours.
Yeah,
it's like, oh shit, I got copyrighted. I just put in eight hours of fucking editing. Fuck and then that. I just get it all taken away.
Dude, we were.
But it's like now we just pay an editor and it's like, oh, if it gets copyrighted, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The video's dope.
Getting the content out is more important. And making dope content is more important. That's 100%. For sure. And I've noticed that, like, specifically with the Nelk guys, like, that's one of their, I think, their biggest assets is that they never bent on that kind of stuff. Or, like, the content they made was always, like, high quality, or, like, if it was music in it, if they weren't getting monetized, they never like bent to change that. Right. And I think that's what's helped them with so much success on YouTube specifically.
Yeah. Well, YouTube's tried to fuck them over like
so many times. Yeah. But I feel like the YouTube people like love them though.
You think?
It's like they're the.
There's probably some in the audience who are like, let's fix this, you know?
Yeah, they're the ones that are like edgy, but like you can't stop them.
Yeah. They're
like,
dope guys.
It's sick.
Yeah.
That's sick. Insane. So would you guys make that kind of content? More content
kinda,
like that?
We kind of are.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I will, like, in party montages, or if, like, there's, like, a party, I'm going to be filming, and it's, like, if there's a fake camera on me, and I just want a shotgun, or if I, like, I'm chugging a...
So you guys don't worry about that kind of stuff?
No. Yeah. Well, okay, it's also, like, what high school kid doesn't drink or doesn't go to a party?
A fact. I live that life, too.
And if they don't go to parties, they want to.
Yeah.
They want to.
And then even the ones that like they don't go to parties and they don't want to, like, that's fine. We're not telling people everyone, like, you don't need to be drinking to be cool.
We've said multiple times on camera that we are not influencers. Like, we don't influence. We're here to strictly entertain.
Yeah.
So we're content creators.
Yeah. We're not.
But it's kind of hard to say, like, you're not an influencer.
As long as you're prefacing me, like, yo, like what you said, like, you don't have to party to have fun. You probably want to go to a party to have fun, but you don't have to necessarily drink or whatever. But because I was that kid growing up, at one point,
right,
when I went overboard once and then realized, like, okay, I'm not going to drink that much. But yeah, you're right, man. It's just that part of my life just wasn't on social media. But like, for sure, I think back in that day, like, all my friends did was smoke and drink.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it also came to the point where I realized, and Bryce realized this really early on, but everyone's out to expose you. Like, when you got some followers, like, all they want to do
is,
like,
get likes. I don't think it's much of a problem in the guy demo, because guys don't give a shit. But
there's,
like,
some pussy-ass guys, though, bro. I got some motherfuckers try to play me back in the day.
Yeah, right. Girls.
Usually guys that try to expose us to
the girls. Is there cancel culture in the guy demo? Like, do you know what cancel culture is?
Yeah, they tried to cancel me in the fitness industry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, they tried.
Cancel culture's everywhere. With girls, oh my God, it is insane. So it's like...
Oh, because of the girl following.
Because the girl, like... So, obviously, like...
It's like, okay, if you get exposed for, like, you know, fucking a girl, right? Like, fucking a random chick, and she takes a picture of you, your guy fans aren't going to be like...
They're going to be like, whoa! Let's go!
No, there were some pussy-ass people back in the day, when someone said that I... fucked some dude's girlfriend, which I never did, and they all got mad at me.
Because you didn't do it?
I didn't do it. No, not because I didn't do it. They thought I did.
Oh, okay. I was about
but
to
it's
say,
like, why?
They
like,
got,
why?
They got mad at you because you didn't.
No, they got mad because this person just said I did, and I never did. Right. And it's almost like, don't you think, like, they would have been like, the fuck?
Yeah, no, there's...
it's different. It's different.
Like, but yeah, the difference is, like, okay, if you fucked a girl and maybe, like, while you're asleep, she takes a selfie with you. And like post it online. Ooh. Your fans aren't gonna be like,
oh, they'll be like,
let's end it. Oh, sick. Oh, okay. Yeah. But like, if we did that, and like a girl did that, and like posted it somewhere, that could,
because of the demographic,
cause some damage. Yeah,
that it's interesting.
So that's why we go.
You don't think you could just hit them with the hair flip and they'll be like, oh, I love Bryce. I forget all about that, like, shit, right?
I didn't mean to do
it. Yeah, like, you just hit them with the fuck.
And then they're like, okay,
it's happened. It's happened in the past, but
so your goal, your guys' goal, it sounds like, is to get more guy followers.
Yeah, we want. I mean, like, just want, like, that's not like the goal, but it's following. Like,
but no, no, I get it. You have a ton of, you have a ton of like mainly women followers, just based on the demographic.
Right. And yeah, we fuck with that. Like, our, we don't mind it.
We're trying to cause like love. We're trying to like show people that TikTokers aren't that fucking lame, dude. Yeah. Like, not, granted, there are some fucking lame TikTokers. Like, trust me, some of them were at that party. Yeah. In Texas. But I'm saying, like, us, the Sway boys, like the Sway house, we go hard. We're going crazy.
The Sway house goes hard. What? So what's the Hype House?
They're like the Disney Channel.
Oh.
whoa. There's a few people that go hard. Like, yeah, with Ryland.
Yeah, no, yeah. Ryland's, I'm saying, like, but they're like the Disney version of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, they're popping, but, like, way younger. Like, their audience, yeah, they're, is way they're, younger.
So, like, we probably are more, like, I would say 14 to like 19, maybe, in the girls, like maybe like 20, 21.
Oh, yeah. Like, mine's a lot, yeah, of college girls.
And then I think the Hype House is like 6 to 12.
Oh, shit.
Like, young.
6
girls.
To 12?
Oh, yeah. Like, they'll have, wow, if they go on tour, they're going to have 6-year-olds in their audience. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's that fucking young.
Like, their moms have to bring them to every show. And, like,
I mean, think about TikTok. Fuck. Think about, like, the, yeah, concept of TikTok. There's 6-year-olds on there.
Oh, so many. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I thought that was just like, I thought the youngest ones were just the ones who watched the family channels when the parents were like, quiet, just watch this, like, you know, like, kid play with toys.
Yeah, yeah, now they'll just give them a TikTok freaking.
And
yeah,
they can just keep, because that's even easier to use.
Yeah, you just go scroll up. You just scroll.
Holy shit, TikTok's, that makes sense.
Key. It's genius, dude.
Yeah, it is. The video, it's all, the fact that everything is just, is content, and you just go through it,
you
is
get
like.
Lost in that shit.
It's, yeah, like, dude, I have too. The last few weeks, I've been trying to figure out how I should do more TikToks, what I should do. Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? I, like, 2 hours will go by. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? And I'm just like, I'm trying to find Bryce's posts and just, like, hide them. I'm like, every time I see him, no, I'm
not interested. Like, he's like, fuck this guy.
I like that feature, though, that you can, like, click not interested.
I don't do that to you, but I'm just fucking with you. Don't do that to Bryce. Don't do that to Bryce.
I mean, on TikTok, you guys can probably do that to me, but, like, you know, on YouTube, check me out.
Check him out. So, anything else? Any other questions for me?
How do you get so fucking big?
Sure. Dude.
Get on this. Zoom in on this. Wait. What was my angle? Wait. That fucking shot's too much light. Don't put that. For sure, cut all that. Just kidding. I don't care. Lots of.
How many calories do you eat in a day?
Yeah, that's a good question.
This is actually a really interesting question because it's not as much as you think.
Can I guess first?
Go ahead, guess.
3,500 to 4,000.
That might be accurate. That might be accurate.
I was going to say 3,500.
So, like, most people be like, oh, you got to eat. I'm probably eating like 6,000-7,000 calories or some shit. But, like, I've actually adopted the intermittent fasting. And I've done that for years where, like,
really,
I normally just don't eat that much. And when I do eat, I'll probably eat 2 or 3 big meals and then that's it.
Within, so, like a 6-hour period.
Yeah. Mm. So then it'll be like,
How long have you been doing that?
It's fucking since I was his age. Jeez. Fucking.
You've
18.
Been doing that since then?
Because I didn't think of, because it wasn't a thing. Like, I remember the first guy that I learned about intermittent fasting, it was some guy named Lean Gain. It was like Lean Gains or some shit. And it wasn't even on social media. It was just like a blog. And it was this guy who first started talking about intermittent fasting, like, literally when I was like 18, 19. And I followed, I didn't follow it because I was like, oh, I want to do this because this guy's saying it. I had done it kind of just naturally because I was never really hungry in the morning and I would just eat like during the middle of the day and then not too much at night. And then I found out that, like, it was an actual way of dieting. And I was like, oh, this is just easy for me. So not 100% of the time do I follow that. Sometimes I'll eat in the morning, like some days I'll fuck up and I won't do it. But I would say for the most of my lifting career, it's been like, I don't eat until like a little bit after my workout. Yeah, like I'll literally go to the gym, empty stomach, train.
I've been doing empty stomach.
Drink a bunch of water and then start my eating.
We wake up like early and like just, we don't eat before.
No, we just go to our little gym in the garage.
Intermittent fasting is fucking amazing. Yeah, it's amazing, bro.
Yeah, if I were to guess, I probably, like, I only eat like probably 1,500 to 2,000 a day, but then I drink alcohol and then the next morning just lift heavy as fuck.
Dude, it's crazy, man. There's some people that I know who are so strong who drink a fuck ton.
Yeah,
like mostly beer though, not liquor. Beer.
Oh,
right. Because there's a lot more carbs.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I don't know. Something interesting with the estrogen, how it like might regulate it, or like if, because like hops has like a little bit of estrogen, so maybe it helps clear extra estrogen. Like, I know beer can do that. Like, obviously, too much beer can, then you're just adding extra estrogen, which is going to be shittier. Which is why people tend to build body fat here or feel bloated. But yeah, man, like I don't know. There's definitely like no one right exact way to do all this stuff. There's definitely,
it's like what fits your body.
Yeah. What works for you. Some people just are, they respond better to eating chicken, or they respond better to eating steak. Like you got to learn and experience with yourself. Like what works for you. Cause
we
for
just
sure.
started.
We did, yeah. We,
on the work
we
just, but intermittent fasting is amazing.
Huh? We just, amazing. I mean, we might have to try it.
Yeah. For real.
You guys might already be doing it. You don't even know, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. True. Like a 6 hour period. Like that's
like, well, like a 12 like hour get, fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get caught up in content sometimes, then I don't eat.
Yeah, we like, we oh, sometimes shit,
and I just muck.
That's what I did.
Like I just muck for like 2 hours straight. I'm just eating.
Yeah, two like I would say like a 6 hour window max, like a 12 hour not no window, like don't eat. And then like a 6 hour, and like I would always break the fast. Like my the tail end of my workout would be like towards like the last 12 hours.
I would and have then, never guessed that he intermediate fasted.
No, no. I just eat food all day. Just like, yeah, mucking
no,
all
man, because I don't have fucking time for that.
Yeah,
I just genuinely, and I never really like I would wake up in the morning before I did all this shit and be like, I'm just not hungry. So I just kind of
like I'm never a breakfast guy. Like I don't eat.
Yeah, never. So. I like listen. There's a lot of shit like in the fitness industry and the diet culture that's like just kind of like they taught us certain things because they wanted to sell certain like cereal. They want to sell certain foods. They want to sell certain like protein powders and stuff. But like, you don't have to actually eat that much. It's more about the efficiency of your body, like how much you're eating, how useful, and is your body able to use it more efficiently than not.
Right.
So, and if you like the intermittent fasting idea is like the idea is you're like you're making your body way more efficient at doing the things that you want it to do. So, because you're sensitizing it, you know, instead of constantly giving it food, you're giving it time to rest, and you're making it more sensitive to what you do give it. So,
I tried intermittent fasting, but like I felt like I was way too hungry.
That happens like the first 2 weeks, and then it kind of it fades.
Yeah, see, no, like I only tried it for like 2 weeks.
And you got to make sure you're drinking enough water when you're not eating the food, and like during the day, if you're fasting during the day, like the first half of the day, drink like tea and shit like that. Tea, a lot of water, that'll quell the hunger, and then you'll notice that like you're gonna start being hungry at that time when you start eating, and not the beginning time.
Huh. Yeah, all right, fine, I'll try it just to get jacked.
Yeah, I guess I'll get big.
Yeah, that's
do you guys want to get big?
Like, I want to get like a little bit of size. Like I'm like okay right now, but like I want to get up to like 170.
I don't know if I'm gonna get like that big.
Yeah, no, yeah, I mean like 170 because I'm like 155 ish.
No, I looked like you, bro.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I looked like you. That was me.
I mean, I get roasted for like
how much you weigh?
Sometime. I'm like 140 probably.
Oh, how tall are you?
6 foot. Like
yeah.
2 6 foot 1.
Yeah, no, I was like, I think my skinniest I was 153, same height.
Nice. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you could do it.
Yeah.
But it's like, do you want to? Who knows? I don't know. It's like, you don't necessarily need to, right?
No, yeah, but I love working. Like, we go every morning. I go every morning. Bryce sometimes slacks. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah. Today I slacked because I was editing my video.
Yeah, he also skipped out on the fucking one p.m.
Yeah. Look, I got caught up, like, dude, because my Final Cut, because I was trying to like fix up my video, it just was like closing in. So like we had our editor drive to our house to finish my video with him.
Yeah. Oh, you got it done. It's all good. You're here now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, no other questions.
Yeah. Wait, do you?
No. I think you got anyone? Yeah. So if you guys can give like the people listening, like your audience, my audience, whatever, some sort of advice on not necessarily how to become TikTok famous or anything like that, just like how you guys have navigated social media, because you guys are so fucking young, and doing that at such a young age is like, it's impressive no matter how you look at it. Do you guys have any advice to people watching, like if they're like, I want to do this or I want to do that, like what advice would you give them?
It just depends what route they want to go. If you want to gain an audience to influence people, I would say, well, if you're not crazy, don't be yourself. Just create I would say just watch people that you enjoy genuinely.
Yes.
And then find out a way to make it your own. Like maybe you like 4 different YouTubers, maybe combine like everything with your personality and just make it like your own thing.
Yeah.
Like, and just be you. Just be crazy.
Yeah.
Be 100%.
Fun. Yeah. Be creative.
This is a fun lifestyle. This is like, I feel like every single day that my life is a movie, and I'm blessed.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I'm blessed. Like I'm honestly,
I don't think there's a better one. I'm gonna be honest. Like social media, it can be terrible.
Oh, it can be.
Like,
yeah.
If you let it be, but if you can like get on your shit and grind, then you're living like the best life you can.
It's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Anything you specific you want to share?
I mean, for me, it was like when I was 12, 13, I was watching YouTube videos every day. And I was just studying my favorite creators, and I like bought a camera, and I was like, all right, I'm going to be a YouTuber. And I watched Nelk, and we did air horn pranks. That was my first ever social media video of all time. Like before Musical.ly everything, it was an air horn prank. And I remember like a guy threw a golf club. It was crazy. But like getting into that and finding out like what you love, I think, is like the most important part, because I lost myself in that for like 2 years, signed with management. Everything was forced that I was doing. It was all character.
Yeah.
And then nothing was working. Like I wasn't growing. Nothing was happening. The second I left them and became myself, went on tour, blew up.
Like what you really wanted to do.
Exactly. Yeah. I was posting shit that I loved, and like I was having fun doing it. And
yeah.
Boom. That's when it really caught. It's like, huge. Went big.
Fuck yeah. Well, that's it. Unless you guys have anything else for me. I think that's amazing.
Hey, this was a dope ass podcast.
Yeah, it was. That was fucking dope.
Yeah, hell yeah. Subscribe fucking on iTunes, on fucking YouTube. Drop a fucking comment, drop a like on iTunes, drop a little star, like five stars. I think it's 5 stars. I'm not sure how many stars.
The way he promotes to boost his podcast. Yo, don't forget to fucking subscribe. Fucking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Run that shit. Run it up. Fucking TikTokers in here, bro. Most popping TikTokers right here. And they're not pussies. At least I don't know about you yet. I haven't tested him.
Did you see him in Texas? He kind of.
No, he's lit. He's lit.
I don't really know if like I was around Bradley a lot in Texas.
Yeah, no. I kind of like went way too hard.
He was trying to wrestle me the whole time. Oh, if you want to see us wrestle, he wants to post something on his thing.
I'm gonna do that
on my channel. Oh my god, what the fuck?
He's just fucking doing it.
God damn it, dude!
Imagine
let's do that this week though. I want to do that this week.
Fuck it.
Hell yeah, god. That's hard.
God, yeah, but subscribe. Thank you guys for coming, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, dude, fucking. That what you guys have done, no matter how anyone watching this looks at it, like TikTok, this or that, it's fucking impressive.
Thank you.
Get 1 million likes on fucking Instagram is like insane. To get the kind of engagement, the views you guys get, like it's next level. So keep it up.
Appreciate it.
For sure. Yeah. Hell yeah. Thank you guys for being on the podcast.
No problem. Yeah.